engaged.
This is like the most opposite garbage death you could do.
I'm gonna give you another chance to start this right.
No. That's it.
What is this?
This is putting me in the wrong mood for this podcast. Can you get some death clock?
I'm fucking paranoid. And constipated.
That's great. You're the first person to make that joke.
I just made that up right now.
Hijinks and Sue Podcast, number 20, Bente. Number 20, with the worst intro music we've ever had. Oh. We've had intro music with, like, not intro music, and it was better than that. That was terrible.
I just grabbed whatever.
You know,
you're horrible.
Eli and I have seen this performed live.
Yep. You saw Garbage live?
Yes, with no doubt. It was actually a pretty kick-ass show.
I don't think they're a bad band. It just really didn't psych me up for the podcast. I'm kind of bored now.
It's Monday. Deal with it.
It's Monday kind of music. So, Hijinks and Sue Podcast, number 20, at the table and live on ustream.tv/hijinksandsue.
Woo!
Got myself, Joel, from hijinksandsue.com. Sitting to my immediate left is Denise, who's kind of off camera. She could kind of lean up on it, and she'd be in frame.
I did just now.
Choke down on it. Okay.
You know, the delay is worse this time than it has ever been.
Delays?
The delay. The delay. Anyway, across from Denise, we've got Josh, who is a video game level designer.
We're doing descriptions?
Yeah, why not? People might be interested. Okay. They might not know. We've got Eli. He's fresh in from raking leaves in my yard.
Hey, Romano!
That's the first sound you've ever played that I liked.
How did you know?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
See, it's me and Romano. And this week, I want to focus more on the questions, because we're always doing those at the ass end, and ends up being the best part, and ends up taking 2 hours. And everyone's like, I don't care if it takes 2 hours. It takes six. And I'm like, yeah, but that would be horrible.
No. I like the one that somebody was like, we should do it for charity, like a 24-hour podcast.
I would do that if it actually raised money and if the charity was me.
And that's what I put on there. I was like, you mean the Hijinks and Sue charity?
Yeah, the Pay My Mortgage Fund. Yeah, we did we were telling the finances left in the experiment fund last night. It's looking pretty bleak. So we'll see how that turns out. Speaking of,
don't do that.
Speaking of, built a new store today, and I'll be launching it hopefully later this week.
Like a shack?
No, I got a new store for merchandise.
Oh, because I didn't see. I pulled up front. I didn't see nothing.
No, I built a shed out back.
Oh,
A Rubbermaid one. But I built it.
Like for your kids.
One of my neighbors threw it away. We were on. Okay, number one, there's a new store coming in a couple of days. It's going to be at. I'll give you the address when it's done. I don't want you going there and looking at it before it's done. And it's going to have new stuff. You'll be able to buy prints of the comics. You'll be able to, of course, get shirts. There'll be new shirts added soon. And some other fucking cool shit. So, we were in the market for a like a storage shed to put lawn shit in. Since Eli's been doing our lawn, we don't need our lawnmower out anymore. And
he actually just eats grass on all fours.
Yeah, like a cow. And he's got three stomachs. So.
The what?
So we're like, fuck, these things are fucking expensive. And I drove by one of my neighbor's house, and there was an entire 6x6 Rubbermaid shed sitting on his lawn. And it, like, he'd spray painted on a piece of wood. Free shed, Joel. Come get it. And so I put it together, and it killed me, and I almost died, and it's missing a piece.
So bad.
I was like, oh, that's why it was free.
Can't you just go back to IKEA? And
What? I've already tried to contact the manufacturer. I don't know what I'm going to do. Wow. It's like a $500 shed. I was so happy. Anyway, let's get started. I'm going to open the floor. You guys got anything?
Yes, we have lots of things to go over.
Go.
We saw Bob Saget.
Oh, my God, yes, we did.
We saw Bob Saget.
Preface that. Because you didn't just see him, like, at the store.
No.
Actually.
Oh. Buying condoms and
Bob Saget was playing House of Blues.
He's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian now.
He's always been a stand-up comedian.
I'm just saying. He's not Danny Tanner anymore.
Well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, basically, that was our company party. It's like, hey, company, we're going to have a party for work.
And the party is?
And the party is going to be Bob Saget. It's a long story, but we were basically promised Bob Saget.
Okay.
So we're like
5 years ago, we were promised.
Yeah, like 5 years ago. And we called it, and we called it. We put in that card and said, we want Bob Saget. Here you go.
They were just hoping that none of you would still be working there.
Yeah. And so it turns out, yeah, he showed up, and we were like a quarter, if not. Yeah, probably
about
a quarter
of the audience, actually.
Quarter to half of the audience. We bought like a crap ton of the tickets.
Half of the House of Blues. It was awesome.
Yeah. So we went. Jeff Coat didn't have.
We've never said Josh's last name before.
Yeah, we did.
No, we haven't.
Well, we have now.
Too late.
I've actually never said any of your last names.
Whatever.
Ever.
What's up, Joel Watson?
Oh, my. Everyone knows mine. Mine's written on the fucking banner.
Either way, whatever.
Sure.
But, actually, your Gmail, whatever.
What?
Nothing. But so now we show up. Josh doesn't have tickets. We have to wait to get tickets.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had to, what was it? We got rushed into the VIP section with all the Kama Sutra.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
It was Kama Sutra, like
on
the top floor.
We were in the VIP lounge, and they actually had wooden carvings of the Kama Sutra. Like all
hanging
over the
walls. Around, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Those,
was it actually just a menu?
number seven with no lettuce. Yeah. Whatever that means.
You're a real hooker.
We call this the Congress of the Cow.
Yeah, and then so they
have two patties.
The guy's like, oh, you can't wear a baseball cap because I had a baseball cap. And he looks at Jeff, he looks at Josh and goes, oh, and you can't wear sandals.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, so you better take out your backup shoes and put those on. And so the guy's like, just kind of looking and nodding his head, like,
you cannot wear a mummy costume. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're going to have to take it off.
So anyway, he, we go in and
he lets me in.
Yeah, he lets us in. He's like, if anybody asks, you don't. I don't know how you got in. Yeah, you don't know how you got in. Or, you know, whatever. So sure enough, we go to the bar. First thing that happens, there's a big dude standing there just staring down Josh and looking at his feet. And he's like, hey, Frodo, you can't be in here.
Not,
like,
not OSHA compliant, yeah. Bro.
And it was just it was just a rule for like this section, so whatever. But yeah, we saw the show and it was
to be fair, if I was there to have a good time, Josh's feet would ruin my night.
Dude, I have nice feet.
He does.
I have received many compliments.
Shut up. All right, Baggins.
On my feet. Whatever, hate you.
May the hair on your toes never fall off.
Blackbeard's delight.
Yeah, you've got compliments on your feet from men twice as hairy as you. So it's a different perspective.
Way more than twice.
Yeah.
Bueno.
Yeah.
So yeah, we saw that. That was awesome.
How was his show?
It was like what you see on TV, you know, very abrasive, top.
Where would you see this on TV?
Well, he has an HBO.
He has an HBO special.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
I don't get TV, so
the first dude that came on was from McKinney or whatever.
He was on some contest or something.
Local comedians are terrible.
Yeah,
he was okay towards the end.
He always goes with the, going down the tollway. And it was like, oh, the tollway.
Because I'm from here. Get it? Get it?
And, you know.
So I was shopping at Valley View Mall. Get it?
Yeah,
and
then you hear that one guy, woo!
Valley View Mall! Big ups!
Yeah. You know, works at the Gap or whatever. But
they don't have a Gap at Valley View Mall. Anyway,
it's a scary mall.
So I was hoping I could find the music for when Full House, when they have a converse, like a dad to daughter talk that we could play in the background. I couldn't find
it. That would just be awkward.
I don't want to do it.
That coming of age.
I'm just
music.
I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed with you. I know, Dad. I'm supposed to know better. Why am I so stupid? You just are.
But what's your face is like on heroin now.
You were just stupid.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Anyway,
different show.
That dude sucked. But then he came on. He was awesome, but it was like, you know, the awesome of like, as soon as he walks out, cockshit balls.
Yeah, fuck tits, shit, motherfucker, cocksucker. I'm Bob Saget. Hey, fuck tits, balls.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
Okay, no, here's the thing though, is that he was eloquent about it and way funnier than you. Just
no,
yeah,
no. I was never Danny Tanner, so
he was really vulgar in ways I have never experienced.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I was so impressed. Weird.
He's just trying to overcompensate for having been.
He is. He even said that. He's like,
it sucks.
I need to not be. I don't want to be known as Danny Tanner anymore.
How long has he been doing this bit? 15 years.
Whatever. Something like that. He did say. He did say that he ran into Stamos.
Stamos.
And he said that they were in the bathroom taking a leak. Oh, I actually kind of believe this story.
They compared dicks?
No.
No, they were taking taking a leak, and somebody else pulled up next to him, and I guess he realized...
They're like, what?
Well, no, yeah. He realized who they were, so they started... They went into character, and they started talking...
They just improvised a Full House moment at the urinal. Wow.
And they did it, like, without, you know...
So I was fucking Becky in the ass. And then Stamos said...
But, yeah, it was...
But no, they were being...
It was incredibly vulgar and terrible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was, and I was like, okay, that's pretty good, but yeah, I mean, it was actually pretty funny. And he played guitar, so.
Well, Danny Tanner plays guitar.
Sure, whatever.
So Bob Saget has to,
right? But
you and your logic.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works. I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, we saw that. That was awesome. I saw War Games 2.
I heard about that from Denise. Was this one of those straight-to-VHS sequels? Yes.
It is straight-to-DVD.
Straight-to-beta.
Terrible.
It was made last year, but it was straight-to-stone tablet.
Alex got it from The Observer, because they did... well, they
so was it like, would you like to play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Actually, we made a whiteboard drawing, or a whiteboard at least, like, chart.
A list.
And we were like, okay, it's going to have an Asian chick. She's going to be like one of the hackers.
Sure.
And then there'll probably be a black guy, military. What was the other things that we were saying? There would be a montage of them typing, like trying to hack.
We had like sweat dripping down.
Right,
the
sweat. Like just over the
view.
Oh,
like a montage.
You need the overlay hacking. Of like the screen and the text on your face. Like,
sweat. Yeah, yeah. Because monitors explode color on
your
face. Yeah,
and then you'd see the side montage of the fingers like typing.
So it was
really
just
fast.
Hackers?
No, well, this is we were making a list of what we thought it was going to be. It turned out we were completely wrong. It was a complete replica of the original.
No.
Except bad.
Except extremely awful.
Was Matthew Broderick in it?
No.
No, but we kept thinking, here's the twist. Like, the kid that's going to be on there, it's going to turn out that, like, Matthew Broderick's his dad or something. But, no, that didn't happen either. Basically, it's the same premise. Like, some kid who... At no point did they actually show he's a hacker. He comes up with some little device that steals like phone numbers, and I'm like, that doesn't make you a hacker.
So he's playing. Oh, it makes him a cracker.
It made him.
Why is he gonna be white?
Well, he was white.
So he was white.
So he's playing like Call of Duty, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm in the internet.
It wasn't even Call of Duty.
No.
It was a Stargate
game.
Stargate? Like the franchise? Stargate?
Mm-hmm. Wait, was it...
There was a lot of name dropping in that movie.
Oh, it was...
Was that product placement for their MMO?
Dude, it was...
On?
I don't know.
No.
Well, there was a commercial for Stargate before that, and then they were like, Awkwafina.
Never been so refreshed.
Then with an Awkwafina.
Were they playing the game? Were they playing the game from? What's that? Is it Big where he has to melt the ice wizard?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
He's
beginning.
Like, oh fuck! Oh, melt the ice wizard. And like, no game's ever been played like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like text adventure rules,
suspiciously like Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Or was it 4 that had the role playing kids?
There was one with
Mario.
Oh, that
was Dream. That was Dream Warrior.
Do you remember when Freddy got the power glove?
Oh, gosh.
Did you see that?
No.
And he goes.
Never saw it.
Now you're playing with power. And it's like clack 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 clack. Power glove. That was so great.
Where was it? Was that in the movie?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that was in
Freddy's Dead, which was number 8, I think. So. Wow.
Number 8 in the trilogy.
That was where her daughter... Yeah, number 8 in the trilogy, where his daughter killed him so that he could come back for 6 more movies.
Right.
Also...
Excellent.
There is a new Freddy, and... What? Robert Englund is not...
What?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're starting over.
That does not
They're
make
rebooting
any
Freddy
sense.
For like 2 years.
Oh, are you
years.
Kidding?
Why is everybody rebooting now?
They're gonna do a Batman Begins
because
of Freddy.
Because we fucking ran out of monsters, that's why.
Gosh.
cheesy.
Cloverfield was the last one. He'll come back around again in like 20 years.
Oh, reinvent Cloverfield?
Well, Cloverfield was Godzilla.
He's gonna come from the sand.
See his adolescence.
Wait a minute. Is that racist?
It is.
Wrong.
You can't say that. What?
He wears a turban.
Yeah. Turban field.
Turbanfield?
Turban field. You said it, not me, Eli. You racist.
Shut up.
Jerk.
But, yeah, no, basically,
are
that
we still
one,
talking about Bob Saget?
No,
we're talking about War Games.
Yeah, basically, it was Ripley against the Whopper. Yes, they bring the Whopper back. Spoiler.
What?
Yeah.
No Whopper.
The Ripley is the replacement for the Whopper.
But they never said. It's actually like,
It's an actual
Ripley from Alien?
No. The name of the new machine is called Ripley, and it's supposed to be, what'd you call it?
An acronym for something.
Right. But they never say
really
what.
Really intelligent.
They never say.
Ripley. Yeah.
They never say what it is, but basically they find the Whopper, like, processing shit, and they're like, we need to put the two up against each other.
Hey, at any point, are there magnetic tapes swirling around in old computers?
No. They tried to do, like, an homage to the first movie.
Is Scangrade in it?
I wish. No. That would have made it so good.
That would have saved it, yes. To some degree. But it was, at that point, I couldn't load the gun any faster to get to my head. Like, I was shaking and the bullets were coming out of the thing.
Did you ever see, it sounds exactly like Cube 2. Did you ever see Cube or Cube 2?
Oh, God, okay, Cube wasn't bad.
Cube
was
great.
Cube was flawed,
but it was great, considering it was made on an extremely low budget and featured Ezri Dax at, like, age 14, which was pretty cool. And had a nice inventive plot, and the retard wins. So, you know, it's a good movie. So,
for anyone that happened,
never.
Right.
So, for anyone that doesn't know anything about Cube, Cube was a movie where these people wake up in a cube, and then it's like a series of trial and error to get themselves out. It ends up being about math.
I heard about this.
It's good.
From you, actually.
It's worth a watch. But then they made two sequels, and in Cube 2, it's like they took the script for Cube 1. And then, like, threw out every other page, and then, like, got people and, like,
changed some names.
You really get the impression that they've put the actors in a cube and not told them why they're there. And, like, one of them finds the script, and they're like, I think it's a movie. Like, if we read these lines, they'll let us go.
And by that time, it's been, like, 45
minutes.
It's
so contrived. Because in the first cube, everyone ends up being a little bit more than they seem.
Like,
one guy's like, wait. I did design contracting work for a defense company, and it looks like this. And then, like, he finds a serial number that he recognizes and realizes that he helped build it, but didn't know he was helping to build it. Right. Okay, in Cube 2, like, the whole movie, every single person's like, I have no idea why I'm here, guys. What are we doing in this cube? And, like, the reveals are like, okay, I'm the vice president, and I ordered this whole thing now. Oh, okay, I'm a super hacker, and I built this too. Oh, I'm your dad, and I just wasn't going to tell you.
Right. The what?
It's super terrible. So don't watch Sci-Fi.
Somebody just called out Sphere. We should actually have a movie night and watch Sphere.
I saw Sphere just a little while ago, and I don't need to see it again.
It was a really good book.
I've heard. Actually,
is that Carl
Sagan? Read the Wikipedia. No, it's Michael Crichton.
Oh.
Read the Wikipedia on Sphere, on the movie, about how messed up the production was, and how about, like, Dustin Hoffman was, like, apologizing afterwards, and, like, they were really trying to get
Samuel
it.
Jackson and who's the
Sharon
chick?
Stone.
Yeah,
they were really trying.
Sharon Stone. Sorry, that was a Mikey reference. Then I apologize for bringing
the entire internet doesn't know that
it's from Scream.
Okay,
one or two.
Well, they tried really hard to make it not suck, and they, like, budget, like, at some point they cut off the entire budget and said, edit what you've got, and that's why that movie is mostly terrible.
That's sad.
When hasn't Dustin Hoffman apologized for a movie?
I saw
Outbreak.
Hook is flawless.
Love that movie.
Bangarang!
Rufio!
Rufio!
You're doing it, Peter! You're playing with us!
Run home, Jack!
I'm fucking starving. Jack. Where is the goddamn food? Imagine it, Peter! Give me fucking bread or something!
I'm pretty sure he didn't say
give
that.
Give me some ham!
Shut up!
You know what I love about Robin Williams in that movie, and in all of his movies, is that he... No, I actually like him in that. It's one of the only things that and Bicentennial Man are probably the only movies.
It plays to his coked-out strengths.
Yes, no. Is that they have to shave him like a beaver, like, before and after every take. The man has a bodysuit.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, watch
That's
Hook.
So true.
His arms are like mine.
Oh, I'm going to have to go watch it now.
He's just got a normal amount of human hair in that movie, and he's wearing like tights. No.
Did you ever hear Robin Williams on The Creature Creator?
About Spore?
Yeah, about Spore.
No.
He's like totally. He's totally coked up when he's doing that. Like he's doing it.
I hate him.
They're showing The Creature Creator on the big screen, and he's like driving, and he's like, and then I'll put one of these. You know, he's like going into his bit while he's building it.
Right.
And then like
I can't help it.
Yeah,
he walks around with a Patch Adams nose on.
His kids just like sit at his lap and cry, and they're like, "Just talk to us in your real voice, Daddy." No, I can't. And then I talk like a voice over here. Daddy, please come back to us. I've got to actually bleep that. Thanks, I appreciate it. God, you guys are doing great.
Now, actually, with me, it's not that big of a deal because then I just realized that if you're saying we work at Gearbox, then go to the talent page.
They could if they wanted to. I never said you worked anywhere. You guys both did that on your own.
I'm trying to maintain
your anonymity. I've only ever said you were video game developers. I never said what company you worked for. You guys started that shit like 10 episodes ago.
Well, yeah, I know.
Whatever. Never mind.
You know what? Just leave.
Remember to buy games from GearboxSoftware.com.
Leave a little note for yourself to bleep that out.
No, it's 21 minutes in. I'll figure it out later.
You're going to forget by the time this is over.
Just calm down, Daddy. Calm down. Yeah. So,
I just got a text from Ed saying that the Darmok and Jalad episode is on Sci-Fi
right now.
The what?
Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. TNG.
Is that
let's go watch that.
Fucking... Okay. Shaka. Is that English?
When the walls fell.
Right. Exactly.
I'm lost. Sorry.
Come on.
It means
on,
fail.
Sweet. I'm familiar with
like, that. If you're a super Trek nerd and you don't want to say fail, you can say Shaka when the walls fail.
My favorite episode.
It's one of mine. It's way up top there. Okay. So in the same vein of going to see things live, I really wish I could play one of these songs, but I can't. Because my shit's not hooked up. Me and Josh saw Death Clock.
Fuck yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
The what?
Oh my god, it was so goddamn sweet.
For anyone that doesn't know, you know, Death Clock is a fictional band from the cartoon Metalocalypse on Adult Swim. And they're fucking amazing. They're actually a good band. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
I like them for their show, and I also like them for their music, and it's not mutually exclusive. One could disappear, I'd still like the other. So the creator of the show, who voices most of the characters and plays all the music, and they're a death metal band, put together a band of real metal musicians and went on tour, and they kind of like play cartoons in the background, kind of like Gorillaz did. And it was just fucking amazing. And we went in there, and I was thinking, okay, seriously, is this going to be like all Cartoon Network kids or like death metal dudes? And it was all death metal dudes.
Yeah.
Like Josh and I were the only non-death metal dudes there.
Wow.
It was really strange.
See, the exact same... There was two opening bands, Soylent Green and Chimera, which I wasn't familiar with
Soylent
either.
Soylent Green was kind of... Ugh.
I didn't like them.
Chimera was good. Wasn't bad.
But I wouldn't listen to them. But no. They were good at what they were doing. But, anyway.
Yeah.
But everyone at the whole crowd of real death metal dudes was very much into Chimera. Knew all the words, knew when to do things at a certain time. Like they were very familiar with the music. They were hardcore fans of this band. And they liked Death Clock about twice as much as Chimera. And they're not even real. Like, it's so fucking
That's
great.
That's awesome.
So the creator does
kind of crazy.
The creator does the voice of the singer the whole time. It's not like a natural. It's, you know, very low. And so sometimes they would lower the lights and he would just talk as if he was talking to the audience, but you couldn't see him talking, you know? And at the very end of the show, this is the best part of the whole thing, he says, Dallas, there's two things that make Dallas, Texas the most brutal city in the world. Number one, the oppressive heat. And everyone's like, yeah! Number two, you're in Texas. So at any time that you want, you can secede from the Union.
That's awesome.
And they cheered like twice as much for that one. And I was like, fuck
yeah, woo! Yeah, the most brutal city there is.
Again. That was funny. Bob Sagan made the same joke and it didn't come off that well. He's like, you know why I love going to Texas? Is because, you know, you can be your own country.
And I think the way he phrased it, Like,
what's two, well?
Like, three quarters of the audience didn't even understand what he meant.
Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of like, there was the two guys in the back, like...
What? So for the next 30 minutes, Bob Tex went, okay, so at one point, Texas was a republic. It wasn't actually part of the Union. Are you guys,
yeah,
okay,
he just pulls down
you
a chart.
Turn, yeah, turn to your books, page 32. We're going to... Okay, let me get my pointer. So,
right.
Even Denise knows that. She's not from here. God. Bob. Oh, wait, no, Bob's sick. Never mind.
No.
What?
Okay.
So, yeah,
Death so anyway, Clock. Death Clock Contra was fucking awesome.
That was fantastic.
I did a comic about it.
Oh, yeah?
That's all?
Yeah, it's up there.
Oh. That's wonderful.
I did it.
Oh, and for
the
record, the
internet.
Joel is an old fucking man and wore earplugs.
I have tinnitus.
I don't care.
You know
it doesn't
I have
matter.
Tinnitus.
Unimportant.
What is that?
You, that means my ears ring 24 hours a day and damage to my hearing could be permanent. So, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, if I had a broken leg, Josh would be like, you were in a cast? Pussy. Oh, sorry. Did you queef too hard and break your leg? Oh, sorry.
Like, yeah. Does that happen often? You should get that looked at.
So do you ever see like babies wearing like corrective helmets and you're like, what? Your head's lopsided? Fucking baby. Take your helmet off, pussy.
We would have killed you if this was Sparta.
Wow.
Wow.
Dumbass.
That's true, though.
That's true.
That's true, though. That's true, and, you know, they were strong people.
To the bitter end.
Just throwing that one out there.
You guys got anything else?
No.
No. We need to get tickets to see Avenue Q.
Really? It's coming?
Starts
tomorrow. Oh, yeah,
tomorrow.
It's like this week.
Yeah, and just week. 1 week.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. It starts on a Tuesday.
I probably
have
can't
to go.
Go
see it. Oh my god, you have to.
It's in Fort Worth.
Well,
I think.
I really can't afford it.
Oh my god, we have. We'll fucking. We'll raise money.
We need people to buy some shirts, everybody.
Yeah. No, if they
guys,
buy.
Joel
if,
needs to
if
see.
If people
this,
started buy, buying shirts, then I'd have to pay bills. I can't buy Avenue Q tickets. So. Let's fly through some links really quick. They had planned... Hey, your Battlestar friend was just in town, like, all weekend, right?
Yep.
Couldn't be here one more fucking day to be on this podcast. And
he had to go work.
Yeah, whatever. So, in the same vein...
That doesn't make sense.
They were going to try and bring Billy back, but he was busy.
Oh.
Yeah, and they didn't say why. They hadn't necessarily written him in as, like, the final Cylon or anything, but they were going to try and get the actor back on the show.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. It's still not impossible.
It's they swap him out for the Indian chick whose name I can never remember.
Yeah.
When they don't say anything, they just keep going like it never happened.
Right. Like she never was
and,
there.
And everyone just pretends it was always Billy the whole time.
They're like, hey, Billy, you're back, but you were never gone. Anyway, so I'm going to ask you guys to weigh in on this because I don't personally care, but I thought it would be the kind of thing that you might give two shits about. I don't know.
Right.
Gabe Newell, that fat sack of shit from Valve.
Hey.
He's, what? We
go
don't
ahead.
Employ him.
Carry on.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Wow.
He's a fat sack of shit.
He's
that's not
bad. I'm just talking
whatever,
out my ass. I don't know the guy. So anyway, he gave some talk or something, and that
he talked
that PCs are the future of gaming, and everyone else should give up.
Wow.
Kaish kayo kawabuki.
That's pretty good.
That's actually awesome.
Hey, oh, there
this
you go.
Your plan's already failing.
That's the first.
All right, lose the CD thing.
Oh, okay. I have to bend over now.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Wait, I was trying to watch this on the delay.
Oh, to watch his fail?
No, I saw it. That was pretty
okay,
average
so
reaction time.
I assume that there's no reason to talk about that then.
What, the PCs?
Gabe Newell wants people to stop developing for like Xbox and stuff.
Yeah, no. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Was it? We had this talk on the post show last time, was that... That
Unreal Tournament
it's
sold.
So, it's so much harder to pirate Xbox games that you're, as developers,
you're
inevitably
defeated.
Want to make more money.
You're right. Defeated as an Xbox hacker because you're like, this is just too much work. I'm just going to do it on the PC.
Right.
Unreal Tournament 3 sold about 500,000 units.
Mm-hmm.
Their patch downloaded like 4 million.
Right.
Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
the hardest time I ever had... cracking a game on PC, and I haven't played a PC game since GTA 3 came out,
wow.
But the hardest time I ever had was not immediately knowing where to find the cereal and having to look for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's,
and then it worked.
Yeah, he is way wrong, and that's not going to change.
GameCon
the internet is only the internet is only getting smarter and faster and
in
stronger.
Related news, we played Diablo 2 over the weekend.
What's Diablo 2?
Diablo.
Diablo.
Oh, Diablo.
What did you say?
I said, what's Diablo?
Wow.
Yeah, we played Diablo. We played Diablo 2 for like 10 hours straight.
Okay, didn't Diablo come out when I was in high school?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the third one's coming out, though.
It was probably junior high.
Yeah, well, no, I think I was 16 when I heard about it.
We went to Rick's house and LAN party, dude.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about a new one coming out. So
there
you were playing
there is a new one coming out.
I thought
out.
You were playing that one.
No.
No, okay. So you were just having a nostalgia fest?
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun. Like, it was like mini QuakeCon, but at Rick's house and cats.
With 14 people.
Lots of cats.
Yeah.
Did everyone, was it BYOC?
We were eight.
Bring your own cat?
It might as well have been. Rick has four cats.
That's a lot.
I know.
I brought my big ass, like, blower cannon PC.
That's his now. I was the pimp. He says. He says he's keeping it and selling it to people for like $50.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told him, I was like, yeah, good luck on the shipping for that. He's like, well, I'll just throw it in if someone buys
what,
the big
ass. Giant ass Dell box?
Yeah.
That thing is a monster. It's like a refrigerator.
Yeah, it is.
He like hauled it into the door.
That's dumb.
And we were already playing. We're like, you need help with that? No? Okay.
Yeah. They're like. Granted, it's one of those games where you just really have to click only like once. But everyone does.
And then things happen. All your guys go do what you told them to do for 20 minutes and you
pretty
watch
much.
It. And
pretty
you feel
much.
Good about it.
It's pretty great.
Whatever. Duh. But let's see. You know, they are green lighting probably just one Battlestar movie. And it's going to be a. Like a. Same as last time. They're going to show something that of the past that we haven't already seen.
Big fracking deal.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm going to stop bringing stuff up because just no one gives a shit. I'm not even going to save that link.
What
because,
are we talking about?
Yeah, you're not even here. They, okay, this is something you have to care about.
Oh, I saw that.
Nike is finally making the Marty McFly shoes.
So
but they don't
awesome.
Auto strap to your foot, though.
That's not possible. So.
Then why the fuck would you bother? It's like, hey, I could totally wear that shitty Eddie's jacket and look like a retard, but if it sized itself to
drying.
Me, I would do it.
Your jacket is dry. That's so bad.
Marty McFly shoes. I still want the Steve Zissou like shoes from Adidas.
You still want
Steve
the double
Zissou?
Pie.
Yes.
Zissou.
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 Susie.
Zissou. Zissou.
Zissou.
Yeah. Zissou.
Jacques Cousteau.
I would not wear those shoes other than in an ironic way.
The McFly shoes? McFly
but ones? I would wear the whole outfit with like the iridescent cap that changed colors.
God, I hate that.
Do that whole thing.
That only counts if you can be eaten by a holographic
Look,
shark.
Seriously, you need to get that costume together and then just go places ordering Pepsis.
That doesn't make sense.
Hey, like a Pepsi. And like, what? And then you just leave. Hey, like a Pepsi. Oh, that's heavy.
I hate you.
I remember when we went to Universal.
Except if Josh did it, he would shake just to really bury the axe as deep as possible.
Wow.
Were you there there with me when we went to.
Can I have it? Can I have a Pepsi?
Wow, Josh!
Were you there when we went to Universal Studios and rode like Back to Future the ride? And it was totally lame, like because it was like built in like 1977.
It was built when Back to Future 2 came out,
right? And it was like you
Which
get
was
on
1988
or
89.
So it's like the big IMAX like sort of view, and then you're in the
motion control.
No, you're in the hydraulic controlled like seat thing, and it's like.
Damn.
Yeah, but then you fly through that lava canyon and like the dinosaur.
Dude,
almost
it was
eats
so
you or some shit.
It was so lame, and like the group of girls in front of us were like, "Oh my god!" And then like
the group of girls that has never actually seen. Back
it was
to the
like
future.
Me, right. Josh, and Eric, and Eric's like 7'4", so he's like this tall guy with his like knees up to here, and like at one point he had to put his hand like he was really cramped in there, so he had to put his hand on the outside to try to like stretch. And he turned off the machine because there's like a device that like
senses if you're standing up or something.
Yeah, and it immediately goes off. So we're like,
so you're like 77 miles an hour, 78, 79, 80, 80, 86, 80.
Yeah, it's like
please exit the ride.
No, this voice comes on. It's like
you need to put your hand back on.
Sit down, freak.
What? He's like, yeah. I am sitting.
But yeah, basically, like
he talks back. Awesome.
Yeah, it was like such a fail because it was like one of those hydraulics where like the whole thing just went forward and kind of leaned.
Oh my
forward.
God! Do you want to know something?
Sure.
I'm not recording this.
It what?
On Ustream. I'm not recording this.
Oops.
Well, it's going to cut out and die anyway.
I'm going to start now.
Hey, welcome to the video podcast,
I haven't started
guys.
Yet. I just started now.
Hey, now welcome to the video podcast, guys.
So you missed the first 35 minutes if you're watching this on the video, because I forgot to click record.
Thing of the day.
Suck it.
That's wonderful.
There's
wow.
We will never have one of these go correctly.
You know what? Nope. If you want to hear the whole thing, download the show. That's all I'm saying. Hey, it's as good a time as any to mention vault.hijinxandsue.com. If you want to get extra content, desktops, if you want to get bonus audio,
or
the, I don't need peanut gallery shit in here, man.
I was made to understand there were grilled cheese.
If you
want to
hear the post shows for the podcast, then, you know, go to vault.hijinxandsue.com, make a small donation.
These are my words.
And you'll get access to all that shit.
From Army.
Oh.
From Army.
Shield is for marksmanship. And the gorilla...
I appreciate you doing that while I'm trying to make a living. I really do.
Well, yeah,
it helps.
Yeah.
It helps.
Right.
It
that's
really
some
help.
Of the stuff you can get in the vault.
It's good. It helps. You're doing good there. So, moving on.
We should just do one long Eli's soundboard mix, and that'll be in the vault.
Whatever.
Just do that for like 7 minutes.
Doesn't one of you like The Prisoner? Didn't one of you watch
the
that?
The fuck is The Prisoner?
Why?
Never mind. I'll skip that news.
I have no idea what that
is. That the guy with the one arm?
No. The Prisoner was a show, I think, in the late 60s. No.
Whatever. No, The Fugitive
never mind.
I think you're right, actually.
What?
Or,
no, he's
done.
Wrong. I know what The Prisoner is, and you're both stupid.
Whatever.
I read this article on Boing Boing about how under the new DMCA laws and new Canada's DMCA, which is like somehow eviler than ours, apparently, that Wally is a pirate. Because he records audio off the TV and then plays it back.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Wow.
Pretty funny.
Canada should sue Pixar.
They should send him a bill for $12,000 for that clip.
Every time the movie is played.
He's like sitting in his little cave. He's like playing back his thing. He's like, I'm so happy I'm a robot. And he gets like a cease and desist. And he's like, what the fuck is this? I'm just a happy robot. That's how I feel.
I love Scott.
I'm just a happy robot. I have no idea what's going on.
Scotch, scotch, scotch.
Did you see Hellboy was on Inside the Actor's Studio?
Wait,
really?
Hellboy was?
Huh? Hellboy.
Like,
not Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman in costume.
Hellboy, the actor who plays Hellboy in the movie, was on James Lipton's Inside the Actor's Studio.
That show is a total give-up now.
Man, oh, no. So... But, yeah, dude. The first three seasons of Inside the Actor's Studio was like, we're very privileged tonight.
Honored.
To have honored. To have
Julia Roberts,
the greatest actors of all time.
No, it'd be like Mr. Robert,
George Clooney. You know, yeah. and then
why is your smile so beautiful?
And then like if you look at it this season, it's like Mr. Christopher Rock.
Who is?
Let out, nigga! And you're like, what? Like Chris Rock's
wow,
not that
okay.
good of an actor.
You said Christopher Rock, and I was like, who the
oh,
fuck
you didn't
is
know who I was talking about?
Rock?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That's
until you're like. Ah, nigga.
Yeah. Well, if, yeah. unless he was like Sir Christopher Rock.
Sir Christopher. Dame.
But then he always sets himself up. He's like, now.
Dame Jennifer Lopez.
He's like, now you're a black man. And you obviously do cocaine. How about you do some cocaine with me? And like, he sets himself up to do dumb shit.
I have not watched any of that.
God damn. It's so. Like, that show is a complete.
I can't watch that.
Give
show.
Up.
I just like that he treats. Terrible, terrible actors like they're good. Like, he did have Jennifer Lopez on there. And, like, what the fuck? He's like,
Marco Flavor Keys.
And you played a part. Sublime. Gigli. Can we speak to Gigli? And she's like, sure, Poppy. Like, there's me. Like, Gigli, can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
You're a real hooker.
Yeah.
Can we speak to your ass? Your ghetto booty.
The
now,
only thing your fans truly love about
in the
you.
Streets, do they call it Ghetto Booty, or is there another name?
I understand. Bump. You are still Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like fucking like
he was good as Warden Warden Gentles though.
Now you have a
the weird. The weird thing is like
he's just singing her shitty songs to him.
The weird thing was is like I saw him when he was doing Tom Hanks. On the show, and I was like,
whoa, this is a family show.
Can we?
Oh,
he was
well, no, it's
surprise
like,
sexing Tom Hanks.
They're talking about, well, they were talking about Philadelphia, so I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not just serious. I'm HIV positive.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're talking about
Can
that.
We speak to boy from Big? What? That was 20 years ago. Can we talk to the little boy from... I didn't even play the little boy from Big.
How about Han Solo?
I wasn't Han Solo. Do you do a Han Solo impression? It would be very... Your fans would like it.
And then he's always with the... what's your favorite curse word? And then...
I like cocksucker.
Yeah.
Or rolls off the tongue. No pun intended. So... You should just interview, like, rappers and... We're here with Sir Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I understand you have 99 problems. And a bitch is not one of them?
That's can you enumerate your problems here for our studio
I'd
audience?
Like to hear numbers 1 through 98. What's your favorite
you can
problem?
Keep 99. The mystery is it. Has an appeal.
Keep the mystery to yourself, Jay-Z. Uncle Cracker. You had a hit in 1998.
What happened to that guy?
I think you were the DJ for Kid Rock or something.
Why have not yet killed yourself?
No, it'll be at some point when he's like, tonight we're very honored to have Cloverfield.
Hey man,
you know, yeah, he comes out,
and then instantly the camera guy is just like shaking the shit back.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You're shaking the camera, and then planes start bombing him.
You were giant.
You never actually see him. You just hear screaming off camera.
And actually, most people don't realize your name is Sir Edward Pennington III. Can we speak to Cloverfield?
Now, you were a giant monster. How did you prepare for the role?
Actually, bro, I'm a giant monster, so it's totally fucking easy.
Kind of worked out.
Roll out of bed. Easy.
See, the thing is, my dad has a dealership.
Easiest money I ever made, broham.
I mean, I just showed up.
It was me and C. Thomas Howell up for the part, and I'm like, I've got this. That guy's a fucking coke addict. And we're both coke addicts. But I'm actually a giant monster.
We're in the green room, and I was like, it's cool, dude. You go first.
Yeah, you go. You go. I'll follow this. Two of those guys from the Breakfast Club were there. I was like, nah. Got it.
Dude, Judd Nelson. He would have been awesome as Cloverfield.
Right? In a suit with makeup.
Oh, my God.
It would have been like the opening of the Beavis and Butthead movie.
What was the opening?
Scale him up.
The 70s intro.
Where
like,
he's having that dream about that they're both Godzilla monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Tearing up the city. That. There's tanks and shit. Do you not remember the Beavis and Butthead movie?
It's been a long time.
And it's still awesome.
It is. That is true.
Shut up.
So, Christopher Nolan. Batman. Christopher Batman Nolan. Right.
Batman.
Said that he will not do a movie with Robin. Of which I want to send him chocolates for saying that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Awesome.
I want to send him flowers
Thank
and
God
candy.
For that.
That's fantastic.
I like how we're doing a podcast and Denise is looking at art online. What Denise is like, do I like there? Paintings. She's got so much better else to do.
What the hell is that?
You're looking at cat paintings.
I'm gonna address everything to you specifically, Denise. What do you think about Robin being in a Batman movie? Go.
Not good.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There you go.
There. This is how all of our topics go. Hey, this sucky thing's gonna happen. Oh, that sucks. That next.
Sucks. Oh, hey, I heard this cool thing was gonna happen.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet, man. That's next. Awesome.
Carry on.
Next thing.
I heard Eli was a complete douchebag.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
Nothing has changed about that.
What's new?
Have you seen the new venture yet? Speaking of the shirt that you're wearing.
I have not seen this weekend's episode.
Oh, my God. It's the best one this season so far. So fucking great.
This season has been epic so far.
So fucking great. You have no idea.
For those at home, I'm actually wearing my... this is the show bonus shirt. I'm going to show on the camera, but I'm going to explain to the people they can't see. Douchebag.
From your Venture Brothers t-shirt collective community.
You describe it, I'll stand up.
Okay, it's got Brock on it. It's white. Like Josh.
It's pretty awesome. Actually, I'm totally jealous.
Wait.
Is it? Hold this on. Is podcast gone wild. I'm finally 18.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that may have killed the stream.
I think it broke.
Oh my God!
I think it broke. The
now
feet.
You can see Josh's stabbed nipple.
I didn't know you had a piercing.
I thought I made that up for the comic.
See it through my shirt.
Huh?
Is that new?
I don't really look at it. I mean, I don't look for
seven
it.
7 months or so?
Oh, that's not new. I thought I made it up in that comic. When I draw stuff, does it just happen?
Is that your only piercing?
He's not going to tell you.
Oh.
Is that your only piercing? I have six in my ears, but those headphones are just falling apart inside your ears. There's just headphone debris everywhere.
Thanks.
Those suck. Let's keep going. Let's see. Oh, okay. I was waiting for that.
Why? We're not even gotten to the questions yet.
Wait, what are we? What just happened?
Oh,
I just
know.
Distracted myself watching myself on the live feed. So,
thank you, Chuck Norris. Let's go to the questions.
Okay,
let's do it. Let's fucking get this shit on the. Hey, and what time is it? We're only 45 in. We're doing great. We'll be under 2 hours.
Already? Really?
We'll be under 2 hours.
It's felt like an hour and a half. I don't know what the thing is, but
Eli, do your mail sec theme song while I pull.
Are
this
you
up.
Sure you didn't lose like an hour of recording?
What?
Right. Oh, you know what? I didn't even turn anything on. The mics aren't even on.
Yeah, like anyone would want to R her.
You seen my rape whistle? Buster! Do you not have a podcast theme song?
When did I have a podcast
theme song? You sang one time.
Mail sack, mail sack, mail sack, mail, 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 mail sack, mail, mail sack.
You know, I forgot to listen to that part of the podcast where I improv a Nine Inch Nails song. I have to go back and listen to that.
I totally forgot about that.
The March of the Pigs one.
Which, how far back was that?
To last time you were here, so what, right. 19 episodes ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I keep assuming Josh knows things that happen in the, so he's like, you have a different car. And I'm like, right? Everyone knows that. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know that. And then I have to like start doing math to figure out if it's just Josh forgetting everything like usual or if it's that he actually wasn't here to learn
based,
that.
Right. Yeah, based on podcasts.
Considering that I get 16 emails from Josh a day saying he's going to like replying to the same email.
I'm totally going
to
be there.
I send out a mass email and I'm like, everyone that's going to be here, just let me know. And Josh is like, I'm going to be there. And then he gets to his phone and he's like, oh, Joel emailed me. Oh, I'm like, I'm going to be there.
And then I get to work.
Oh, hey, oh, like, Joel okay, emailed Joel, me. I didn't know that. Okay, I'm going to be there. Yeah. I'll be there plus chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken. Question number one.
Chickens don't clack.
That's the worst insult you can do in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
First question's from Neekman. I realize that my questions either lead nowhere or to somewhere completely unrelated. So I think from now on, I should just post completely random questions. Let's give it a try. Who would win in a fight, Chuck Norris or Batman?
Which Batman?
I think
that's
this
a
is
good qualifier.
Dark Knight.
I think this is Batman.
I'm thinking
a Flash video on the internet.
Like Chuck Norris versus Batman?
Yeah, there's like a whole cartoon. There's a song for it and everything.
Thank you, really?
Chuck Norris. Batman sans suit, utility belt, gadgets, fist to fist with Chuck Norris.
Gay, like 70s Batman with the.
Adam West. He would disembowel Adam West with his feet.
That's true.
He would literally perform kidney surgery.
I was going to say, just with like his nose hair, he could probably do some serious damage. Yeah. But if we're talking like Christian Bale Batman, now we've got some.
That's a tie, I think. That's a
Christian
draw.
Bale, the person, could murder Chuck Norris. I'd love to see that.
Probably by dropping a chainsaw down.
Yes.
The stairs directly.
I've seen him murder people. He murders people very well.
Yeah.
He'll put an axe through his head while he's talking about Phil Collins.
That's a good point.
It's wonderful.
Let's go watch that.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Let's turn this off and go watch it right now.
I'm going to slap you in public.
God, that's good.
That movie is so wonderful.
That movie is.
Yeah, it is actually really good.
That movie makes me feel that life is worth living.
Have you ever watched
it? Not for others.
Have you ever watched the behind the features on that DVD? They're terrible.
No, I don't think so.
It's all these people that were involved with like the novel talking like they're assholes. They're just all these uptight, like uppity rich assholes.
Like, you've got to understand the thing about the novel. It's just blah, blah,
maybe,
blah. And
maybe
I'm like,
that maybe they weren't in on the joke.
I want to see. Yeah, I'm like, what? I want to see you guys murder with a chainsaw. Like, what? Stop talking.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Next question. Johnny Ace chimes in. First off, Norris would win. No question. Batman is just a man. Norris is a demigod of kickassery.
You know.
No.
Chuck Norris did have his own line of blue jeans.
And they are bat-proof. Says so right on the box.
Well, if he's in the big, like, Bronco with the beer.
Yeah. He could drive right
may
through that.
May push him
okay.
over the top.
Beer-powered Bronco with leaping ability versus Batmobile.
The Tumbler?
Yeah.
It's not
the
Batmobile. It's
the the Adam West Batmobile.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Turbines to power batteries.
Fucking destroy that thing. Yeah. It'll actually use that as fuel for the Bronco.
Right.
It'll crumble it up and
it's
it'll
actually
go
got
into
a little, it's got a hole in the back that you put Batmobiles in. That's
yeah.
the only thing it runs on. Chuck Norris is getting gas. He's like, God, the fucking price of Batmobiles.
It's going up.
Through the roof.
Fucking Iraqi war.
It's like $25,000 a Batmobile. This thing only gets 6 miles per Batmobile.
Yeah,
it's an atomic Batmobile every time.
So then we're in agreement that Batman wins. Is that
Christian Bale Batman Tumbler? Okay,
Christian Bale, the human being.
What about Frank Miller Batman?
Oh, the big husky one with the grittiness and the murdering tendencies.
Yeah, that one. I'm pretty sure that one would win.
The only Batman that couldn't...
Chuck Norris would have to go into comic book form in order to fight him, so...
He's been there.
Batman.
Once he's on Batman's turf,
yeah.
comic books.
Yeah, he's like, you're my world now, bitch.
I want to see Chuck Norris trying
like
to...
Oh, it's Freddy vs. Jason whenever he knocks Jason out to the Jason dreams.
I want to see Chuck Norris trying to kick his way into a comic book. I'll get you, Batman! God!
He just kicks through the paper. That's just totally hard.
He's just kicking it over and over. He thinks he's going to go inside it. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Next question. Pew.
Pew, pew, pew. This was the next question. Pros and cons.
Question.
Okay, this is kind of a general topic. Pros and cons of social networking sites. Denise, I know you use Facebook, right?
Yes.
What do you like about Facebook? I'm sorry to take you away from your Flickr.
I was just wondering.
Welcome back to the podcast, Denise.
I don't know. I like Facebook more than MySpace, anyway.
We're not going to talk about MySpace here.
I like wiping my ass more than MySpace.
Well,
okay, see, this is why I don't...
One of those things serves a function.
This is why I don't participate in the talking.
Yeah. Come on! Then why are you here?
I'm just kidding.
You just wearing headphones?
I'm just kidding.
Looking at the internet?
No, I
She's
don't know.
Listening
I'm,
to the
you
podcast
you kind of have to be on all of those networking sites nowadays. It seems like so. I didn't really.
You really do because I was on it and I got off.
And then what was going on?
Yeah, I seriously.
Yeah,
yeah
nobody
I didn't because,
like nobody contacts you any other way. Nobody calls anymore.
I was like, you know, hey, we went to go see you know, the Flying Monkey Breasts
Brothers
or whatever. You know, it's like some kick-ass band. And I'm like, well, dude, why didn't you tell me? And they're like,
I told MySpace.
It was
yeah, they're
Facebook.
Like, I put a post.
Dude,
why
that,
didn't you see
it?
And I was like,
it
okay,
was
seriously? What the fuck? I was like, you couldn't even get me a text?
Yeah.
The reason I didn't join on all that stuff is because I knew that was going to happen because we
You
we
survived
did,
that in the first wave.
Yeah, we did the very first wave of LJ because one of our friends was one of the developers for LiveJournal, the original LiveJournal.
Yeah.
And so our group of friends from 1999, 2000... we were in the first 100,000 people in LiveJournal, which considering it has like millions upon millions, that's a pretty low number. And it happened. It's like watching history repeat itself because all of a sudden it was the exact same thing. You're like, it's my birthday and nobody came. And it's like, we all said we were busy on LiveJournal, bro. And I'm like,
I resisted the MySpace thing for a long time until everybody was
it just mindset
really,
dormant
seriously.
Like, what was the other one?
Okay, number one,
Friendster.
Friends should walk away from MySpace. You should just walk away. It doesn't function. It doesn't have any features. Just let it die. I haven't touched mine in 6 months.
If you can burn it to the ground behind you,
the only reason my MySpace is still active is twice a month somebody will message me and say like blah, 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 webcomics, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
crap.
And I reply, but I will not actively participate with it. It doesn't work with anything else.
The only reason I joined MySpace was picking up, like, old friends from high school, and they're all like, my profile is private. And I'm like, whatever.
I did that one time, and it was more depressing than interesting.
Actually, I found it amusing how many people I went to high school with that then later came out. Or who briefly had their profiles not private, and I was like, hey, bro, what's up? And then they were private again.
Oh, no. You forced them into hiding?
Yeah, it's like, hey, did you know that you and your boyfriend are all over the internet now? Did your parents know about that?
Michael, these guys are real dancers.
I found a few people in high school that I was actually glad to get in contact with,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't, like, rekindle any relationships. It just let me know that, oh, someone's a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
Like, great, you know.
Oh, you know, actually... about once a month I log into MySpace and then just like troll back through high school. I found out a couple weeks ago that my best friend in high school just got married.
Oh.
To a corpse.
No, just to some chick.
To a mannequin.
He was my best friend for like 9 years.
To a robot.
No, I never called you. That's shitty.
That is shitty.
You suck. Not you.
Wait, what?
See, okay,
no, the other guy.
That could be a problem.
I hadn't talked to Stacy in like, you know, a year, and then I saw her at her new job, and I was like, oh, hey. And she's like, oh, I listen to the podcast. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. We should hang out. I'm like, totally. And she's like, MySpace me. And I'm like, no.
No, cancel.
Give me your email. Give me your phone number. But, and I wasn't mean. I wasn't even trying to be mean. I was just saying, it's just not going to happen. This is not how I'm going to communicate. It's the opposite of proper communication.
Right.
So.
Well, because, yeah, well, she doesn't have your phone number or any of that stuff.
I know.
But I know, but that's everyone's quick response. It's like, well, you're on MySpace, right?
And I'm like, no.
Granted, that was a funny, we found a picture from some guy had on Flickr, and some guy showed up at a cosplay as a MySpace page, and he was just this big-ass box. God. And he's like, well, his face is in where the face would be, and he's like,
what?
I was like, okay, that's pretty clever. Well,
his
he made
costume
like
a, was a MySpace
his
page.
Costume was a MySpace page.
Oh, okay. I saw a guy that did a YouTube. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty creative.
Okay, so from a different perspective, I use social networks for something different. I'm actually promoting something. So I have certain networks that I use for actual friends and acquaintances, but I have others that I use for, you know, website news and podcast news and whatever else. And of those, if anyone gives two shits where they might want to go, Pounce is one that I really liked for the community, for the kind of people that were there. There was a lot of really intelligent people there, a lot of good conversations, a lot of good topics of discussion. And it wasn't like, I'm in my living room, now I'm in my bathroom, and now I've half shit, now I've completely shit, now I'm washing my hands, now I'm shitting again. Like, it was good, but I actually couldn't keep up with
Josh?
It.
Are you still subscribing to my feed?
Yeah, I am. There was too much. It was actually more than I could keep up with, and I moved over to Twitter, because on Twitter, I can do both.
I'm shitting for the third time.
On Twitter, I can keep up with real people that I know in my real life, and I can keep up with readers of the site, listeners of the podcast. And it's pretty simple, as long as you have a good app, and if it's one of the days of the week that Twitter works. So
yeah, seriously.
Yeah, Dubai.
Do I use anything else? I have a Facebook, and there's a Hijinks and Sue Facebook group, but I'm just not very good at Facebook. I should let Denise be in charge of my own personal Facebook.
Sure.
Just answer things as if she's me.
I don't know. I just have it because, yeah, that is bound to show up somewhere. Where I'm like, you're on.
You don't update it, though.
No, I know I don't. But
you haven't updated
I have
in like
it there.
2 years.
No, I have it for the same reason like you said. It's like, you're on the internet, right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Just find me.
You're not enough on the internet now. What? Like, just being on the internet's not enough. You have to be on all the nets.
Right. Well, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. Up. You have to be on Internet 2.0.
Yeah, which net are you on? Oh, I'm on shitty net. Yeah. No, I don't do that one.
Yep.
I do awesome net.
Oh, sweet. Somebody else just added me on Twitter.
But you're not going to let him read your stuff because your shit's private. I shouldn't have even said your address. Freaking illegal.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I posted it, and you were like, look, Joel's an asshole. Which no one could read because it was private. It didn't really work.
See, it still works out.
Eli, you're public on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
You want people to go to twitter.com/robotboots.
I don't give a shit.
I've made a huge mistake.
And go to twitter.com/hijinksandsue. If you talk to me, I'll talk back. I always do.
I
like
know.
That thing.
I just put
you
shit.
All talk to him.
I just put shit on
you.
There, like whatever. I'm
four
like
times a day.
Yeah, you drink
did,
16 beers and
I
then you tweet.
This, I did this. I did that. Yeah,
I drink 16 beers and then I puke. I don't know what.
I go to church and I'm
we've established that Eli was raised with a tolerance. I mean,
right.
His bottles
bottle.
Did not. Whoa.
Oh, feeds did.
Whoa, it's gone.
His bottles were
it's gone. It's over. All right, back to the questions. So we answered that one, sort of.
I don't even
we spoke.
Remember.
The one about social networks.
Oh, right.
Don't I use another one that I actually like?
No.
Flickr's actually a social network, even though it's not really supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the same functionality. You can blog.
Oh, you know what I want to say about... It's not so much a network as it is just a fantastic tool, I think, is StumbleUpon. Because StumbleUpon is a social recommendation of links and sites and stuff that you like. And I get the majority of my new visitors from StumbleUpon.
What is it?
Yeah, actually, I looked at my Flickr stats, and a huge amount was coming from StumbleUpon.
StumbleUpon? It's basically a toolbar that you install on Firefox, and so when you like something, you quote-unquote stumble it, and basically all of your friends then see that Denise liked this website, and if I like Denise, I might also like this.
Oh, man, I'm still going to fuck with you with that.
And it grows...
Oh, no. Oh, that's a terrible idea in that case.
Anyway.
It's like, oh, this awesome Flickr account. Cock.
Yeah, it's all cocks.
Oh, no.
Somebody on my Twitter said they were doing a project. And it was like, hey, if you're an animal lover, don't Google animal lovers. And so, of course, I did. And I was like, it's just puppies and kitties. What is it? And I realized, oh, moderate safe search is on.
Hey, yeah, right.
Click. Horse cock. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I fooled somebody at work with that. With the whole, the old trick of we were having to do textures, you know, we're building like stuff for the game. And one of them was like, well, the road that we're building needs more stuff. It needs gutters and stuff. And I was like, it needs a manhole. But we're like in the zone. So we're like seriously thinking like, oh yeah, that's what it needs. And I was like, just Google image manhole.
Manhole.
And like,
two words.
I'm looking at somebody else and I'm giving them the eyes like, yeah, yeah. Like, just keep watching, keep watching.
I'm gonna do
and
that
then,
right now.
Yeah, and then like, sure enough, like without safe filter on,
Google
it was
images.
It was an unfortunate moment.
Man,
oh, don't do that. I don't want
to. Safe search is on.
Oh,
it's just because I'm in Safari. It's just manholes. What are you talking about, Eli?
Oh wait, did you not? How did you spell it?
I guess I could turn safe search off and see what happens.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
Do not filter my results. I wonder what could happen.
But, I mean, granted, you can type in anything into Google.
Wow! Whoa, those are balls? What is that?
Why did you do that?
Okay, I'm going now.
What is that?
Jesus.
What part of the male anatomy is that?
Is manhole one word or two?
I did it as two. I'm sure it's more accurate if
with
it's
quotes
one.
Or not?
No.
Okay.
Yikes. Don't you have that as like a Google alert?
I recommend you stop being such a faggot.
No. Yeah, two... Manhole is one word, just brings up a bunch of manholes, and that same image of
what?
The largest balls I've ever seen.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
What is that shit?
I can't believe they fell for that as well at work. I was just like...
Yes, Andy, it was the fourth image with no safe search on. Jesus fucking Christ. That was...
That'll do it.
Oh, that's
those are the types of hijinks that we have at work.
I could summer in that manhole. No. Like, you could move in there. It was so big. Oh...
Was that
in did a hole see in his ass there lived a hobbit?
Mm-hmm. Next question. Since we're only on number three.
That kind of was back end.
Yeah, isn't it like 40?
No, hush.
God, I have the hiccups now.
Next question.
Sweet.
Eddie says, I don't know whether this is full of geeky awesome or a sign of the end times. And then he links to... I've looked at this. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird.
It's an electronic tattoo that you can implant under your skin.
Mm, wait, what?
Sign me the fuck up.
Wait. Send me the link. Send me the link.
It's in the questions. You pull up the questions, and then you can see everything.
Oh, but you could link it to me, and then I wouldn't have to look for it.
Yeah, link me while you're at it.
I hate it when you breathe. What can I do to stop that?
You're a real hooker.
Let's see. All right, bucktards that can't pull up the goddamn links. There they are.
Did you see that freaking...
So, yeah, they implant this fucking electrode shit under your skin. And then, like, I don't know, it could be your cell phone or it could be a tattoo or whatever. I want it on my dick. With an over-exaggerated, with an off ruler, like a ruler with bad markings. It's like, nah, I swear to God.
17 inches?
Yeah,
right
30.
There. It says
30.
Everything goes from like 1, 2,
ruler.
4, 12, 30.
It's half metric. You know, it just, don't worry about it.
It's
huge.
Metric.
It's all me, baby.
Are you set up for metric?
My ball? What?
The hooker.
Oh, the slot has to match the
right
screw or whatever.
Octagonal.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, no, European.
It's like working on a foreign car.
European vaginas are octagonal. Yeah. I mean,
right.
That's common knowledge.
Well,
the dude to mine.
Never mind. I can't. Go on.
Yeah. European manholes are octagonal, too, I think.
That's not where
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
All right, you can't play that one anymore.
I know.
You've exhausted it.
I know.
Okay. So, second part of Eddie's question. You made a reference to Bowie in Liking Fly to the Conchords. Bowie's in space. I love that song. Do any of you enjoy Bowie's music? Any favorite Bowie eras and or albums? I enjoy his involvement with the Venture Brothers.
That was awesome, and I just hiccuped again. God damn it.
Are you a baby? Are you a toddler?
Cute. Yes. I also like you Little Wonder Rash for some reason. Dude, that's not funny.
Wait, did that hit
like
too
an
close?
STD for you.
That hit too close to home? What happened there?
I don't know. But yeah, no, I do like his run on Venture.
I liked...
And I also like Little Wonder. And I loved Labyrinth.
Well, yeah, there was that too.
Oh, remind me of the babe.
I haven't seen that still.
Power. The Labyrinth?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen Dark Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so good.
I know.
They're doing a sequel.
Puppets? What?
With the hints and
clues. We lost the internet.
Again?
Did we?
I've still got it.
I've still got it.
No, it's still here.
Yeah, I like those, the big creature things in Dark Crystal.
Fuck yeah.
The one that hung.
Look at the Mystics and the Skeksis.
Yeah. What about Skeksis? What were those beetle things called?
Beetle fuckers?
No.
I'm pretty sure remember. That's not
what were you just trying to, were you trying to
Skeksis?
Be
Skeksis?
Fraggles? They were Fraggles.
No, they
no,
weren't
no.
Fraggles.
Yes, the chick with the eye that comes out.
Yeah, Agra.
She's like, what? Skeksis? What? Fuckers?
What was the name of the giant beetle
cock?
Things that, like, rattle in and then they, like, kidnap the delflings?
Do you know they had to shoot that movie? It was, like, no more than 30 seconds at a time because all the mystic people were actually on their haunches and couldn't stand to sit
over.
Like that.
That was cool to watch the making of that.
Didn't they film that?
Get those fuckers a stool with some wheels on it.
Yeah, like, great.
Didn't they film that at Jim Henson's house?
No.
Mm-mm.
What?
No. It was a good sized studio.
Like that,
no. I would like to think that's where it's from. I'd like to think that's where
it's I love Space Oddity. I mean, that's a great song.
Yeah, I dig a lot of his stuff. You know, actually, what I really like is in Zazu, Steve Zissou. The guy.
Saying it wrong.
Zazu.
You keep saying it terribly wrong.
Zazu. It's French. It's fun. Oh, no, the dude that sings the versions of.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, I love that guy.
He sings in French and plays
Save George.
Yeah. That. Those were awesome.
Guitar. Those were actually pretty
that
good.
That was really good.
It
I
was like
that.
Three songs into the movie before I went, that's Rebel Rebel.
Right.
These are all Bowie songs. What
yeah,
the
I know.
Going on?
That's
really
why
cool.
It's like, you're like, wait.
Huh?
What?
And it's
oh,
all
wow.
In.
Wow.
Yeah.
Far out.
More than I like. This is bad, but more than I like his music, I like David Bowie as a source of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when shows that are really good make fun of David Bowie. I think it's hilarious.
Well, yeah. I mean.
He's the fucking sovereign.
Yeah,
of the
Jen
Guild
dressed
of
up
Columbus
as David Bowie for how long?
I heard about that.
This year.
That was
awesome.
Pretty awesome.
It was,
that was so kick-ass.
She had an epic codpiece.
Epic.
Yeah, I met the guy at Akon who tried to
yes.
Dress up for that. He fucking pwned him. He just destroyed, like, or Jen destroyed that costume. His
she
looked
really
like
did.
A joke.
Hers
Dr. Girlfriend
really
brings up that David Bowie's bit in Zoolander was actually fantastic.
Yes, it was.
I love that.
Oh, I forgot
he
about
was
that.
In,
I
what
believe
was
my
the
services
prestige also.
Can be... what does he say? I believe I can offer my services when they're just calling a walk-off. He just happens to be there. All right, David Bowie.
It was Bowie.
No, whenever he played Tesla in...
right,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
He
the
was
prestige
was
fucking amazing.
I was just like, is that David Bowie?
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, how often do you get to say that, really?
Yeah.
He had a little mustache going on.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
and
jokes
the
would be
more
funnier
stuff.
If David Bowie was just around.
Yes.
If he
I
was just
so.
Hanging out.
I totally agree.
If he was on this podcast, it'd be a lot funnier.
Why don't you work on that?
You'd be like, Josh,
we should
do what freak you out, Josh.
No, David I mean Bowie. Actually get David Bowie, not yes. Whatever the hell it is you're doing.
Like Under Pressure.
Oh, God, I saw it.
Under Pressure! Nah, dog, because mine was all ding, 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 bing, bing, bing. So, my friend Justin, who was on the podcast not too long ago on the party podcast, has a friend who backed up Nilla just recently.
Wow.
His band played for Vanilla Ice.
Nilla
the hardcore.
Nilla
the, isn't he
yeah,
in a metal band now?
He's
or something?
Doing hardcore. Like
he's still doing his like. Like he's
nice.
That sound kind of like Little
well
John.
Done.
To the window, to the wall.
Shut up.
In the mean streets of Carrollton.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
Robert
Sir,
Van Winkle.
Yeah, Sir Robert Van Winkle.
Sir Robert, Dame Robert Van Winkle. You played Vanilla Ice in a little movie called what's this movie called? Cool as Ice. Can we speak?
What was it like to drive that Ford, the Ford GT Mustang?
In a little film called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, you played yourself. What was that like?
How did you prepare for the role?
Was it too cold? Did you collaborate and listen?
Shut up.
Oh my god. Next question. Oh, you've actually got that song.
Yeah, I have that soundtrack. That soundtrack's all the soundtracks are awesome.
Okay, the next 14 questions seem to be people replying to that question, so hang on, I gotta sort through these. Rebel, rebel, motherfucker. Let's see. That's not really a question. That's not really a question. That's not a question.
Oh, God, fucking hiccups.
That's not it. You gonna rub your belly?
The what?
Yes.
Okay, this is one from Rurouni Q. It says, Joel, I know you're not one for the paper media. It means I can't read. But have you ever read a book called World War Z? If not, you need to.
I keep meaning to read that.
Me
Written
too.
By Max Brooks, who wrote Zombie Survival Guide, and is a collection of first-hand accounts from survivors of the zombie apocalypse. That already happened?
Yes.
Oh.
I actually have
what
the
are
book,
we all doing
and
here?
I got to meet him. He swung by the office.
Just to hang out?
Well, no, he was doing a talk.
Talk about zombies.
He was doing a talk at UTD, I think.
Oh, really?
And they swung by the office. But yeah, he was doing a talk about his books and whatnot.
To your office?
Well, no, not to our office, to UTD. He was like going to UTD for a talk, but they brought him in for lunch and like, hey. And I was like, holy shit, it's you. But yeah, I was reading his book at the time. It's pretty good. I haven't finished it. I still got a long ways to go.
But you started it?
Yeah.
He makes about one page a night.
Yeah, I...
it's hard.
I'm like...
On a good night.
The zombie...
Sound it out.
I'm not kidding.
And her milky white breast.
What is that from?
It's from A League of Their Own when they teach that one girl to read and all they have are those like...
porno books?
They have those like trashy women's...
I don't remember that.
Okay, that needs to go on the forum.
What are you teaching her to read? She's reading, ain't she? Come on. Am I the only one?
That's wow. I've only seen that movie like twice.
That appreciates Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell's acting ability.
That was awesome.
Do you also watch, was it Riding the Bus with My Sister?
I have no idea.
YouTube that.
I only saw that on The Soup.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I
only
plays
know that because
a
of
retard.
The Soup.
Okay, oh then I'm not watching it.
And it's so fantastic.
Wow. She gets on the bus.
Fantastic.
I'm just going to Google Milky White Breast and see what I get.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly what you're going to get. Let's see. Yeah, so I guess people like that book that we've established.
Yeah, it's good. You need to read it.
Kip has a question. The peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss. Actually, Alton Brown taught me about that on Good Eats.
Wait, wasn't that named after the black guy?
No.
What?
Who?
Are you talking
Carver?
About peanut butter?
George Washington Carver. He invented the peanut.
No, no.
What?
He just like Thomas Edison invented electricity.
He invented it. It was a mixture
so
of molecules.
Much.
Yeah. No, he crossbred corn and tortillas and it made...
I thought you were going to look up images of peanut white breast. That's what I was waiting on.
Why would I do that?
Well, Eli, you have the power to do that on your own.
No, I've got this board to run.
ever seen where... Alton Brown showed me where peanuts come from. They grow in the dirt.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Are you serious?
I thought they were in trees.
Yeah, he showed me
serious?
How to peanut trees.
When have I encountered, like, I'm going to go farm some peanuts? Like, I don't know. You know what else he told me?
I thought they came from
because we have one-on-one.
Carver.
Right. What?
He built them.
I thought you
out
go
of
to his
Kinects
house.
And Tinker Toys.
They have to go to his house, and he's like, more peanuts, please.
Sorry. Peanut arms. Right here on my left nut. So, yeah. We're going to skip.
Carry
let's
on.
Keep going.
Shut up.
Oh, Denise had a question. By recording on Friday, do you mean the 4th? Because I was planning on watching fireworks, bitches.
Fired.
Oh, for that, I'm going to go take a piss now. We're going to go over questions that she's asking.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. No. Next is from Bill. This is a good one. Name, species, breed, and fate of your favorite childhood pet. I love that fate is at the end of it. Eli?
Before you go.
Do you have a pony?
No, we had a horse for pulling for the feels.
Right.
Whatever.
His name was Paco. Now, we had a chihuahua. Didn't last long.
Seriously, what pets did you have?
I had a chihuahua.
You're fucking with me.
No, I did.
No.
But my dad
I didn't have a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant dog.
My dad hated pets or animals of any kind.
Right. I had a burrito with legs.
So he said no to that. We had it for like a week, and he was like, no. Like,
well, you wrap in the tortilla, then you put it in the press.
Flank says Eli had a chupacabra.
Yeah,
but it killed all the goats.
Yeah.
Went to get rid of it.
My dad got really pissed. He's like, wait, where are all the goats? And the chupacabra's in the corner like, no.
Just blood running down.
Like a bone comes out. Now we ended up with a hamster. That was my dad's compromise.
I want to bring up that there's a commenter on the thing here that says they seem to make a lot of semi-racist and gay jokes. Grow up a bit? No.
Oh.
No.
Let's see. At this table, we represent three races and some gay. So
yeah,
that to me, that's license to kill. We can do whatever we want.
Stop being such a faggot.
I hate that sound, though. I wish we would never play that again. Well, I hate that one.
Yeah, whatever.
Dude, that's not allowed.
What was that?
Whatever.
If you want to play that, you have to let me press the button.
Gay is the fourth race, says Nardak.
Yeah, there was that island.
Yeah, we have our own agenda, and one day we will replace you all.
You're crab people.
Sure. What?
You remember that from
oh, yeah.
From South Park?
South Park.
No.
Turns out that all the gays that were trying to take over pop culture were actually crab people.
Trying to take over the world.
Totally
they just
this
they
episode.
Tanked it at the end. The whole episode was about how Queer Eye for this was like 2002. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was taking over, and all the straight guys wanted to be gay, and so all the guys in South Park became gay.
Oh, I remember that now.
Dressing, but not actually gay. And Mr. Garrison thought everyone had turned gay, and so he's like, "Hey, Jimbo, you're looking pretty good. You want to fuck?" And he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, buddy, I'm not gay."
Is that the one that ends where they actually have to be gay to change?
No, that's the future. They have to stop the future by getting in a pile and humping.
Right.
No, in this one,
they go to kill.
Stan goes to kill Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, all of them, and they end up to be crab people. And you're like, "Well, what? Where did this episode go? What happened?"
Yeah, so anyway, I had a hamster. He ate beans, okay. And he died.
Okay.
He ate what?
Josh pets.
Beans.
You
had farm animals. I know
why
that.
Why did he
right?
die?
I would not. You don't. Those aren't pets.
You don't get attached to them.
You raise those and then you kill them.
You eat them.
What? That's not how it works.
He's talking about a cat.
No. I'm talking about.
Josh.
I'm talking about hogs and goats.
You my do dad not actually.
To ferrets.
To the farm animals.
They're farm raised ferrets and they would skin and eat them. In the winter.
My dad actually raised a pig
out of them.
When he was a little kid.
Was it his pet?
For the market.
No, it was for eating. It was his pet for meat.
My actual pet that I had
yes.
was, actually I had two types of pets primarily growing up. I had a bunch of parakeets up until about third grade. I don't really know why, and I couldn't tell you their names to save my life. But after that I got lizards.
Oh.
And the coolest one I ever
got. A bunch of lizards? Like a gaggle?
Shut up.
Gaggle. Like a murder of lizards?
But the
a pod?
The lizard I had the longest, his name was Digger.
Sure.
Because he could dig down on his little
terror. Oh, that's descriptive. Right. That's good.
Yeah.
And another one called
texture.
He was a
rock layer, lays on a rock all the time.
He was
a
Texas alligator lizard.
Oh, cool.
I had Regenerati, the multiple-limbed lizard, and I had...
They were pretty cool to watch them eat, though, because you would feed them crickets. And because they were maybe about... 18 to 20 inches long.
Big.
And you drop the crickets in there, and then the lizard would get really still, and then it would start wiggling the tip of its tail. And the cricket would turn and look at the tail like,
what's
that? I just got eight.
And then get the shit totally eaten out of them. And they move so fast. And then, like, it's basically, you don't really see the lizard move. Suddenly, there's just a cricket in its mouth.
There's just not a cricket anymore.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's got, like, legs hanging out the mouth and shit. And
nom.
Denise.
I miss
bigger. We've always had dogs when I was growing up, and we'd feed the occasional stray cats. So we had outdoor dogs.
Huh?
She said we always ate dogs growing up.
No, we always
and occasionally we would feed off of stray cats.
Fuck
that's what I heard.
Off.
That's what I heard.
I thought she
we
said
always
that she collected
had.
Stray dogs, but that she would feed
I
them stray cats. That's what I was.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, I know that's not what you said.
It's more sensitive.
Is that really
than
what
I
you
said?
Said?
They're like, here, just.
Kitty! Kitty, yay!
Denise is like four, and she's like, yay! Kitty, yay!
Oh, were you the little girl from Monsters, Inc.? That's cute.
fucking hate you guys.
So what happened to your favorite
Mike
dog?
Mike Wazowski!
That's all I need to see right now.
That's great. That's actually perfect.
Oh my god.
Hey, at least that's cute and adorable.
Next. No. What happened to your dog, Cat? Your favorite one.
Wasn't Cat Dog a show on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
No, we had to leave all of them behind when we moved over here. You can't
so sad.
Oh my god.
You just packed your bags and you were like, peace.
No, we gave them to friends. We
peace
can't
out,
take
Krita.
Them. You can't take them over the, God damn it.
Well, can you give
you
us
can't
names?
Fly them over the Pacific. It's too far.
The explode or something?
No, you had they had they won't let them. No. The
look, there's a different barometric pressure in the Philippines. Once you cross, a certain meridian.
Okay, no, it's like, too far, like, and you can't have them up top, up where you sit in the plane.
On the
you
top
have
of
to,
the plane,
right? You no.
On the hood. Tied to the hood of the plane.
Denise, it is okay to hit him. Just
very close.
It will feel. You will feel so much better.
We are now approaching a cruising altitude of 50,000 feet. There's just a cage chained to the front of the plane full of cats.
Fuck you guys.
Could the family from the Philippines please come get their cats off the hood of the plane? They're,
well, no,
a mess.
The cats are all stuck to the windows with suction cups.
Garfield.
And thus an idea was born.
Yeah. Some okay. Entrepreneur is on the plane going, yes.
Hey.
Yes. Jim Davis is like, oh, fuck me. That would work. That would work.
Right next to baby on board. So the baby's also
they put their babies out in front, too.
Some guy looks over and he's like, damn it. I swear, I thought that was an original idea.
They actually put the babies in, like, bags and just drug them behind the plane.
Oh, like a reverse stork.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Every once in a while, a cat would get loose and go through the engine and take the whole plane down. Music's great. Jazz plane crash.
So, thanks.
You're winding it into the midnight hour with Kenny D on 96.1 Smooth Jazz.
It appears we are losing altitude ever so slightly.
Because I broadcast this jazz station from a plane in midair full of cats and dogs and babies.
Anybody play any straight up bass?
And as we're going down, I want to say peace out to the owners of these cats and dogs.
Because you're all a bunch of cool cats.
This has been a wonderful ride.
Right on, right on, right on.
Had impure thoughts about my sister one time. Want to say that now before I die. And there's the ground.
Well, did he come or what?
What?
What is that from?
Morads.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody just whips out. They're jerking off. But then they...
Like the music cut.
The music gets cut. Oh my god.
Yeah, anyway.
It's like, did you just cut his feed? You just yanked the cable out.
Next question. I don't think that was an answer to a question.
Wait. Did you ever answer the question yourself?
What was the question? Oh no, the pets.
Your pets. The name
childhood.
And the type.
Okay.
Childhood
and
pets.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, the fate of my lizard, it did eventually die of natural causes.
Of lizard
like
death.
4 or 5 years.
Lizard heart failure. Actually threw up its heart and it was like, and like, oh. And the doctor's like, they do that.
That happens occasionally.
That's how you know, that's how you know they're dead.
That reminds me of that Mr.
We
Show's
took him out back and threw him in the flower bed. And I was like, okay, whatever. But this it's his time is
I've got gone. I've got really bad cat stories. The fate okay. I had a cat named Kitty, which I named when I was 3.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Imagine
that's
that. Good. It was run over and died. Next cat was Ginger. Ginger was like the super family pet. Like, we had her for like 9 years, most of my childhood. Okay, she got what might have been cancer on her foot. We don't really know. But we took her into the vet because she had a lump on her foot, and the doctor takes a Q-tip and like swabs it, and it goes straight through her foot. And he's like, there's a hole in your cat's foot.
Oh my god.
What? And so they split her foot between the middle toes, all the way up her entire leg, and then bandaged it up and took the whole bone and everything, all had like cancer or something.
Oh my god.
Wrapped it And then when her fur grew back, you couldn't really tell, but she only had half a leg on one side. And she was still fine. She was still fine. She was one of those cats that would like go catch a baby bird and eat its entire body except for the head and like leave the head on your doorstep.
That for you.
Look, I brought you a bird head. So one time she eats a baby bird. A baby bird falls out of a tree.
Right.
And we were in the yard when it happened, and she catches it like before it hits the ground and runs under the house and eats it. And then she's like done in 20 minutes, pokes her head out, and the mama bird's like and like literally flapping and scratching and clawing. And like 3 days. It was like the whole weekend the cat was under the house and she'd peek her head out. Like the bird was dive bomber. So
wow.
She used to sleep on my mom's tire well.
Oh no.
Up under the car.
Oh no.
This is not how she died though.
No.
Mom backs out.
Okay, actually,
runs over the cat.
The next time you tell the story, that's actually how she goes.
Yeah. No, runs over the cat and gets like half the cat caught under the tire. She's fine. Nothing wrong with her.
Nothing wrong with half of her.
Anybody likes cats, I'm gonna make you cry. She could never have babies that were normal. She would have like she got pregnant all the time, and for some reason we never got her fixed. I don't know why. This was the 80s. So people were stupid in the 80s.
It's your cat experimenting.
Yeah, so yeah. She ate all her babies.
I don't. What?
Yeah.
Oh,
they do that. Her babies were all born like deformed and bad, and so she ate them all.
Oh my sweet Jesus.
And I was like 8 when that happened.
Wow.
And I was like, fucking kill me. This is horrible. Nature is the worst thing ever.
Maybe your cat was designed for another purpose.
Now,
like Thundercats or
you know, that sounds an awful lot like the Spartans and throwing the babies off the
cliff. Here's where it gets weird. I don't know how she died. I don't know how she died. Because when when I moved to Dallas, my mom moved somewhere else. In the house that she moved into, they said, you can't have pets. And she's like, I've had my cat for 12 years.
And it eats its babies.
Yeah, it eats its babies. You don't want to fuck with this cat.
Right, so you're not going to have cats around here. That she'll take care of them.
So,
is that
like
a partial birth abortion? What is that?
Wow. It's a complete birth abortion. I mean, killed them after they came out. Josh, you terrible fucker. I don't know.
So is that fourth trimester?
Yes, it is. So they,
do cats have trimesters?
So they, look, Cool Jammer says Joel's family doesn't believe in spaying. I'm telling you, it's the 80s. People were stupid. Everyone was stupid in the 80s.
That's not abortion. That's just baby eating.
Yes, that is the scientific term for it.
Wait. So did you just completely ignore Bob Barker? I know you fucking
watched
The
Price is
decision.
Right. It was 9. Anyway, so I was more excited that somebody was winning like a Chevy Malibu. I didn't care about it. Woo, a new car. So I...
Look at that Malibu.
So goddamn, that looks great. Spay and neuter what? Oh, that camper looks awesome. I bet that Paris vacation is going to be fun for that guy. So they make my mom get rid of her cat. Listen, my mom gives the cat to like a friend from church or something. Years later, she gets another place. And she's like, I wonder if they would let me have my cat back. I doubt they would, but I at least want to go see her. My mom goes to the lady's house, and it's like a scene from a Lifetime movie. She like cracks the door, and she's like, yes. And she's like, hey, I gave you the cat. Ginger, I just want to see if she's okay. I don't think she wants to see you.
What?
She's like, what?
Yeah. What?
I think it would be too traumatic for the cat, seeing as how she was with you for so long. I don't want to confuse her. You cannot have her back.
Hey, asshole!
I was like, what the fuck?
Your mom got cockblocked by an old lady.
Cat blocked.
Cat blocked.
By an old cat lady.
Wait, it would be a pussy block.
I've got an even worse one.
No, stop that.
I've got an even worse one. My mom had a friend that lived on kind of a farmy area, like a woodsy area.
You have more stories? I don't think I want to hear anymore.
This is good.
Baby-eating stories.
She literally had like 30 cats that she fed. They weren't hers. It was like the whole city's cats.
Oh, talking about my aunt.
I guess. No, it wasn't. She wasn't like a crazy cat lady. She let him inside. But she put food out, and all these cats would eat there. One of them was kind of gimpy, and his name was Hobbs because he looked like Hobbs. And his front legs didn't work. So he hopped on his back legs. Like, he'd sit up like a fucking rabbit.
Oh, my God.
Bunny hop to get where he had to go.
Why do you keep giving me nightmares?
Peter Cottontail.
Yeah.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Something like that.
That's a huge bitch. Hippity hoppity.
All right, anyway.
On its way.
I'm done with that question.
I don't remember the words to that song.
Next question. As Star Trek fans, I think this applies to me and to Disney. Did you enjoy Enterprise? Or am I the only one on the planet that doesn't have a hate on for Scott Bakula?
Oh, you know, I want to share my Enterprise experience.
Go for it.
I really do. I was really excited for a new Star Trek show coming out.
Me too. Sorry, go.
Because yeah, I wasn't living at home and I would actually be able to watch it, you know. And the day that it was supposed to air on TV, we were at work, and they released the opening theme song and like the whole like intro.
It's been a long road.
So I message everybody in the office and I'm like, oh, I totally just downloaded the Star Trek intro. Dude, everybody come over here.
You're expecting a fanfare.
I'm totally expecting like this majestic music and fucking planets and shit. And, and it starts and that bullshit song starts. And it was like suddenly everybody in the room felt gay for being there. And we kind of like
back away.
People like
scoots away.
Like seriously, just like kind of left the room quietly. Like it ended and nobody said anything and everybody just left. And
it was
I did not watch it.
It was fitting that that show started the very first moment with that song because it set the tone for the next four seasons of just complete shitty mediocrity.
Fail.
My biggest problem with Enterprise was that they had a clean fucking slate. They could have done whatever they wanted to. And honestly, at the beginning, the very first few episodes, I was like, I'll probably get into this. It's not that bad. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're chasing the Suliban as America is chasing the Taliban. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. So this was right after 9/11. So then the show becomes George Bush in space. I mean, it did.
To be fair, Battlestar did the same thing.
Sort of, yeah. But this was
better.
But was an attack on Earth. The aliens come and attack Earth, and then they spend the rest of the series tracking down the evildoers and smoking them out of their caves.
Did they crash their space planes into the two twin space towers?
They did crash a plane into Earth after shooting a laser into it, yeah. They lasered like half of Florida. They like burned. They burned up. They
those
cut Florida
were
off.
Die in, like,
they circumcised
five minutes anyway.
Florida.
They were going to die in the first wave.
Just, you know, nip the tip off.
Yeah, they did. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And like Archer became Bush. Like he kept doing shit that was amoral for the greater good. You know, he like stole people's engines so that he could like further their cause. And like it's just, it was so unnecessary. Like why go that way with the show? I don't know. So I pretty much hated it.
Yeah.
Though I watched it to the end. I feel bad for that, but I had to. I don't know why.
But I have to.
What'd you think, Denise?
I watched the first two episodes and just could not get into it. I don't know. Just didn't do it for me. That's all. I just didn't want to watch it. Yes.
You watched the first two and that was
it?
Yeah,
I just couldn't.
That's pretty harsh.
I know. It had a lot to live up to and it didn't.
Yeah, that's the thing about those shows. They have huge expectation. You have like all of one episode to succeed or get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
How do I ban somebody from the chat? Somebody's being a dickhead and I don't know how to do it.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
I did it once
ban.
On accident.
Done. Sorry about that, guys. Taken care of. I can't believe you only made it through two episodes, though. Like, I give anything with the word Star Trek on it at least partial benefit of the doubt, even though I don't expect much now.
I don't know. Just the first episode kind of did it for me when they did the whole, oh no, we have to do a random shower for the hot model Vulcan chick.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, really? Are we starting off on this note?
You know,
I don't know.
I was watching Voyager and I remembered. Did you watch Voyager?
Mm.
Okay.
I watched part
kind
of
Voyager.
Of,
yeah,
well, you know, Kes left.
Which one is Kes?
Kes was the only girl on the show besides Janeway for the first 3 years. Anyway,
Janeway.
She left abruptly. Like, there was no real explanation. They had her spontaneously evolve into a higher being, kind of like Cordelia, and just float away.
So she had a drug problem.
Yeah. That's what you thought. Everyone thought that she had a drug problem.
Did she break up with Janeway?
No.
And it just got awkward on the set?
So I did a bunch of research on it, because the episode she left was two episodes after Jerry Ryan showed up as 7 of 9. So it turns out the purveying theory is that they did not want 10... high-paid actors on the cast. They wanted to keep it to 9, and Jerry Ryan was 10 times hotter.
Crap. She wore the bodysuit.
Yeah,
like,
and they fired her.
That, I'm sorry, that is the biggest fucking Borg cop-out ever.
Oh, that it was regenerative?
Just, well, and just a little like,
yeah.
I'm the Borg.
They explain that in the first episode because they had
to.
Matter. They had
to. It was a fucking.
The doctor's like, there's certain parts. I got 110% off, but I can't get that part off. Sorry.
The what?
Don't want to. It's hot. Yeah. It turns me on, so I'm leaving it there. Actually, the doctor's removing all of her bits, and Janeway's like, leave the piece over her eye. Leave the
mommy
mechanical
lights.
Yeah. Leave the mechanical bits on her fingers.
Right. Well, it's so that we always know she's really not.
And
one
I want
of us.
Run Robo Booby.
Robo Booby.
Don't touch your mommy bits either.
I wonder if those. RoboCop checks out that shit. He checks out the Borg as his porn.
I think his. You know how his gun used to come out of his hip?
Yeah.
I think his dick does that for my dad.
Like if they show up into the room, like he's holding the gun in his
Freeze.
Hand. But then you hear another.
Yes.
He's
yes.
like, I'm so.
He's like fucking a washing machine.
Clank, 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 clunk. Oh, yeah, it's Ben Seigel.
Freeze.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Yes, thank you, citizen.
Thank you, Maytag.
Rapo cop. He knocks on your door, rapes all your appliances, and leaves. Thank you for your cooperation, citizen. All your appliances have giant holes in them. What the fuck just happened?
My toaster didn't... What the hell?
I can't make toast.
My toaster's crying in the corner.
Actually, the toaster... He's like, I think you got everything but the toaster. And then you hear like, pop, pop.
Tears.
Tears of butter.
Oh my god.
Buttery, delicious tears. Thank you for complying, citizen.
Wait, he's not Mexican. He's
I'm
not
spent.
Totally hydraulic.
Oh, there's hydraulics. He flips switches on his chest.
RoboCop's tits.
Oh, I don't know. He's got nipple switches. I don't know. Thank you. You're getting through all of them while you can.
Go, go, go.
Go, 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 gadget, robo dick.
Oh, no. Chief? I just thought of that.
How long do you think you would have to look on the internet? And we're going to... it's under a second, so let's your that's your thing. To find Inspector Gadget fucking either Penny or Brain or both. With like a robo dick. I'm going to say 0.49 seconds.
Wait. Before you hit enter. And go. 1,000. 2,000. 3,000. 4,000.
But what did he search?
6,000. 7,000.
Oh, God!
You already found it?
Well, it's the dog and Penny. It's not Inspector Gadget.
Good enough.
Close enough.
Seven seconds.
7 seconds.
7 seconds to ruin that piece of my brain. That's good.
Take care of Penny, Brain. That's what it says.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief!
But the irony is...
Gadget, my dick will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The irony is they're not doing it doggy style.
I know.
Well, Brain walked like a human.
That's a missed... Oh, wait. Is she blowing? She's blowing him.
Red rocket.
Was that one of the questions, or did I just make that up? I think I just...
Did you? Why would you? You did, didn't you?
I did. Next question.
Oh, wait, that's real quiet.
Okay, this person's name is either McIntyre Banks or MCN Tyra Banks. I don't know. It's new. New commenter. First time, long time, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, I should have image searched because the first two are.
Why do you keep not image searching?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? But
so actually, I was right. It was less than a second.
Yeah, it was right. Wow. That's just. He's face fucking.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, apparently, racycartoonsex.com.
Sure.
Brought to you by.
This is from this person.
Oh, great. Now the site's
going to
crash.
Question.
Everyone's going to it.
Sometimes I get hella depressed thinking about the amount of time I spend geeking out over Battlestar when there is suffering I could alleviate. This is a serious question. Listen. Stop that. Listen.
I'm sorry. Question.
What kind
is this shit?
Jesus.
It's Thing fucking the Invisible Woman. And he's got a big rock cock.
In nothing.
No,
I have opened a Pandora's box that cannot be closed.
Pandora's box.
All right.
For the box.
Hello.
Oh, hey, that's actually Laura Croft. So when are coming for the box? Okay, go on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm closing it now.
What kind of man spends an hour talking about the Final Five over gravy fries? I think he's talking about you. When there are homeless children eating out of dumpsters in this city. Am I alone, or is there a geek man's burden that overtakes your thoughts? I see.
Absolutely not, because I didn't fuck up. What? So I'm not eating dumpster food.
Wow. Oh, you're saying that you made it?
Yeah. Sorry, homeless people.
Oh, Jesus, that's a pretty harsh stance to take.
Well, I mean,
what are you saying? I mean, I'm just saying there's Battlestar Watch.
I think that if you're conscious of the plight of the world, and if you can do anything to help it, you should. But you should not sacrifice your own peace of mind and happiness, because there will always be sadness.
Well, yeah, there is no force without the dark side of the force.
Thank you for bringing it full circle.
Without evil, there can be no good. So sure. It must be good exactly. To be evil sometimes. There you go.
Blackbeard.
So we're, what? We're evil? Is that what you're saying?
What?
We sort of are.
Yeah.
Think about
yeah.
it. What he's saying is that
I
people,
like shooting lightning.
People that spend a lot of time thinking about stuff like what we're doing right now,
yeah.
that our energy could better be spent
right. now
saving the planet.
The counter argument to that is that I like Battlestar. And I need an even larger television to watch it on, so I'm going to work for myself so I can watch Battlestar.
I agree.
There is 46
inches is not enough.
I'm not going to go, wow.
I need a projector.
That is what she said.
I was going to say it.
You
could
go on other... You got to start... You got to jump
know,
in there.
I know.
You're rocking 50, though. You got
That's
me,
true.
You got me beat there.
Four? But you've got a higher quality.
I've got the full 1080p.
Yeah.
So it's like I got the girth.
It's like I don't have any girth. Yeah, it's like I've got a pencil, a giant long pencil TV deck.
Oh.
There's an argument that if you can take care of your own shit, you deserve happiness. And I believe in that. I'm not saying that means everyone who is without the niceties and comforts that we all enjoy and take for granted deserves it because they fucked up at some point. Who knows? Everyone's got their own story. But I don't feel bad for indulging when, you know, life's short enough as it is. You don't have that much time to have very much fun, so have some.
Dude, when I was in art school, I was, like, this close, for those watching, of being poor, and, like, I didn't have dick or
close.
Shit.
You were poor.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I was dirt poor.
I'm that poor now.
So,
it hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, I'm just, like...
It hasn't.
It's a delayed.
I mean, I've got like no.
Yeah, it's
delayed feed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a delayed Ustream feed.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, yeah. There's
murder.
There is
coming.
Suffering in the world. I don't know what movie that's from, but
it was from the Bible.
That's a real bummer. And I buy toys for tots and do shit that I enjoy doing, but
said do shit.
Like
I do shit.
I can't. See? Yeah, I can't.
It's not your responsibility. But
I can't worry about it. The thing is,
you could if you wanted to.
I
but
could
you don't have to.
Yeah, I could, but I don't have to. And there are other groups. I mean, it's the same. Okay, this is the same argument for like people that go clubbing or whatever, and they enjoy like doing their weekend bit. But are they going out and making a difference? The difference is we're talking Battlestar.
No, you know what? You know where his point is, and I don't think he elaborates as much. But here's his point. Okay, I'm not to generalize too much. But let's say your only happiness in life is going out and clubbing and spending $400 on drinks and in a weekend, and then that's your life. You live your whole shitty week for that, and then after that, you're still pretty depressed, but you just don't remember it. Whatever. So there's one way of being. I think what he's saying, though, is that geeks being potentially more intellectual and maybe even having more power to affect the world around them because of their means, their intelligence, their access to information, whatever... That maybe we have a responsibility. There, yeah, that's
maybe,
true.
Maybe, but we don't run the show.
We
the
could.
Douchebags do.
Yeah, but
and
the douchebags run the show until people stop them. I mean,
no, they don't. They run the show.
That's true.
Pretty much permanently, and we're the.
Well, they have so far.
We're the underground like rebellion
revolution.
Vote for Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the no
we're part
the,
of the revolution.
We're the fucking rebels,
yeah,
but the Death Star they blew it up once and it fucking came back. They blew
Are you
it up again.
Ewok?
Yeah.
I used
yeah.
to hit Womp Rats on my T-16.
And as much as we don't want to admit it, they fucking made novels where
okay.
the Death Star probably came
to,
back.
To
so.
Illustrate his point perfectly, I'm going to take this on a tangent that shows how shallow of a geek I am.
Go for it.
Do it.
They were showing again, and I'm sorry. They showed the original trilogy. All straight through, and then the
oh,
fucking
yeah,
prequels
Spike.
On Spike in HD. And it's in HD,
oh,
so you
man.
Gotta watch it.
You have to.
I saw it maybe a month ago. I watched it again.
That homeless can't.
Okay, so here. And that's my point. The end. No. is they can't have high-def Star Trek, so kill them all.
Duh.
The end. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Use them to fuel SUVs.
TVs.
Use their bodies to grind them into pulp and fuel SUVs.
That's not how it works.
Solve the gas crisis. Two problems, one stone. Yeah. So anyway, we're...
One hobo corpse,
whatever.
Stone.
We're watching... Hobos is a different thing. Hobos aren't homeless. They're just funny.
Right, exactly.
They've got a bundle and a stick.
They're the
knife. They stab.
They're not the clowns from the circus. They're the clowns that chase have the bulls chase them around.
Yeah,
hobo
clowns.
Yeah,
good stuff.
The hankies.
Anyway,
go on.
So,
my wayward son.
Star Wars comes on Spike, and we're watching it. And first off, if you take the whole thing as a whole, if you understand that there are these three episodes that, in some twisted shithole universe, should have come before these last three that were pretty fucking decent. It kills itself. The snake eats its own head. It's impossible. It contradicts itself at so many points. First off, they establish in the prequels that everyone understands the Force, and it's pretty fucking big. And the Jedi are this order that protects most of the galaxy. Okay. 20 years after that, no one's heard of a fucking Jedi. No one knows the Force is an ancient religion. No one believes in that shit anymore. It's fucking, what? No. Then, in the fucking briefing room to go blow up the Death Star, the guy giving the PowerPoint presentation goes, "May the Force be with you, jackoffs." No one believes in the Force. So the first movie, in and of itself, contradicts itself. Fucks the whole plot. Then, it got worse. Why does blowing up a battle station have... Okay, in the original trilogy... This made me so mad. I was explaining this to my wife, and she had the same look on her face.
Shut up.
In the original trilogy, you don't get the scope of how big the Empire is. But by the prequels, you see that it's the entire government. It's the entire establishment. They run every planet. They run every sector. There's generals. There's armies. There's prefects and governors. And, okay, blowing up the Death Star would be like us losing, let's say, Washington. Let's say Washington got bombed. We'd still have a government. We would still be controlled by the same governing body, just different people.
Right.
It would accomplish nothing. Now, I'm pretty sure the books actually do establish that it accomplished nothing. But still, they're like,
there were books?
The books for 7, 8, and 9 were awesome.
Dude, the Thrawn
Grand
trilogy?
Admiral Thrawn, like, fucking stepped up and rocked.
But the Empire doesn't go anywhere, really. It's still around. It just didn't have an emperor anymore.
Yep. There you go. Douchebags will always
douchebags
be
win. Douchebags so yes, win.
Yes,
one to nothing.
Yes, we do our part for the suffering and the needy.
But
we're not going to fucking change the world.
If the needy were like right there in my face where I had to see it every day, maybe I would do something. But I go out
you
of
used
my
to
way,
live there.
I go out of my way to not see that ever.
You're horrible.
So. Look, I'll tell you how I do my part. Every year I do Toys for Tots because there are kids that probably need toys.
Sure.
But
well, there absolutely are.
They get Transformers. They get G.I. Joes. They get shit that I know they need to be getting.
That you have to eBay.
Right.
Like, it's
right.
No
he actually
available.
Only gives them like old copies of Xbox 360 games we got for free.
Yeah.
But they don't actually have an Xbox to play it with.
Right. And then I'm like, I can write this shit off, right?
Yeah.
Like,
tax write-off.
Yeah, this thing's like $60, man. Like
if
a pop.
If it's in you to make a difference, then by all means make a difference. But I don't think you can begrudge someone their individual happiness because they're not trying to better the world.
Yeah, I consider every act of graphic violence in the games we release my act of kindness to the world.
I try to make people happy. I mean, I'm kind of dedicating my life to making people with high-speed internet connections happy. So they've already got money.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
I mean,
unlike the homeless.
I'm not really helping them.
Unless they're with one of those kick-ass shelters that has, like,
Wi-Fi.
Like, Wi-Fi. Something.
They
like
had
the shelter with the McDonald's built into it?
Yeah.
What are you talking
Do you ever
about?
Hear about, the internet? Like, they have, like, libraries. There was, like, local a while back that libraries, like, we got to take out the internet because people keep jacking off. And I'm like,
yeah,
off at the library?
You've never done that?
You were that guy that they...
homeless people were.
They talked about... The UNT library had that problem.
Oh,
too.
I went
what?
To UTD, not UNT.
Oh, okay, well, different guy.
Not me.
Next.
They were getting books pregnant.
Dude.
I want to take that book out.
We had,
the gym
there was a guy in my high school.
I can't open the National Geographic. It's stuck together.
Oh, that is foul and awful.
There was a guy in my high school that people accused him of being gay, and I don't know if he was or not, but to counteract the rumors, he fucked a girl in the library and got caught. Nice. In my fucking dude, high school.
Dude, that's style.
That's, I mean, that's like...
It, I hope every guy fucking high-fived him.
You know she
so
wasn't...
Hard.
She was like trying to keep it quiet. He's like, no, bitch, yell. Like, scream.
Just, you know, just
also call out my full name. My middle name's Francis. And say that I am specifically fucking you so hard. Scream it.
Balthazar Francis!
Yeah, like, you're saying to Balthazar. Wow. Balthazar. And that was his name, actually, was Balthazar. Next question.
I hope what we answered that last question.
What is one show that is over that you'd like to see come to the big screen, as in Arrested Development is doing, you know, next year?
Actually, I would not like to see that on the big screen.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to.
No, I know I am, but I
that,
would
answer the question.
Okay, wait. A show that's
canceled
over,
show that needs to be brought to the big screen.
We've already got Firefly, and it's enough closure for me.
Maybe, actually.
Buffy ended well, though.
Yeah, but Buffy started with a movie. Buffy should end with a movie.
Buffy did not start with a movie. The Buffy that we watched for 7 years had nothing to do with that movie.
Actually, that movie kept me from watching Buffy for the first 5 years of its run.
Me too.
Really unfortunate.
I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They made a series of that piece of shit, and I saw that fucking thing because it had vampires and Paul Rubens, and I was like, no, no, no.
And early 90s stylings.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah. I'm going with A-Team, but I want the original cast.
Like A-Team Wheelchair Days?
Yeah. Dun, 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 they're dun, still dun. On the run.
They're on Segways.
Me and Josh at the Death Clock show. What was it? That a death metal singer, like, okay, so the death metal singers are extremely severe, right? The guy for the middle band, Chimera, had, like, the Nathan Explosion hair down to his ankles, like, and he's just thrashing it. And he's doing it, you know, perfectly in time with the music, and he's just so fucking... And like the whole time for an hour straight he's keeping that shit up. Yeah. High energy, completely unintelligible, whatever. Josh goes, that guy should be on a Segway just going back and forth across the stage while he's doing that. But I was like, yeah, but not actually turning around, just leaning back to back up. So he's like, and the band's like, like the mental image of that just broke me.
Actually, I would watch that show. The flames coming out of the wheels as he moves.
Pyrotechnics.
Oh, that actually is awesome. Oh.
But he keeps moving out of range of his monitor so he can't hear the vocals.
Oh, I think
actually,
we
there should be. All
oh, we died again.
Oh, god damn it.
Man.
Well, you'd have to do it like Ben-Hur, where more than one people had a segue, but they had the spikes coming out of the wheels, and they'd fight for position
right,
on stage.
Okay, it's back.
Are you actually going to take the time to edit this out of the MP3 version of...
Whatever, dude.
Why
bother? Just keep it up. Were we done with that question?
I really do apologize for all of our listening-only audience.
I'll cut this stuff out, whatever.
No.
I'll make it seem like we never got cut off. Like, our connection's immaculate.
Magic.
So, yeah, the show...
Live TV, folks.
The canceled show that we want brought back is the show where the death metal singer rides a Segway with pyrotechnic wheels.
Right.
Yep.
And the
that's the one.
Not answer the question at all.
There isn't shit. I don't watch TV anymore. I hope they bring back...
Nothing's on.
Yeah.
There is nothing on the television. Good Eats is the only thing I watch now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they could bring back Deadliest Catch, but where they... Catch
sea monsters,
or Cloverfield instead,
like Musta Kraken or
Musta Krakish.
Musta to do do do. Wait, the Kraken. Musta to do 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 do.
Krakish to do 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 do. Awaken, 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 awaken. Take the lives that must be taken.
Yeah, dude, man.
I don't.
You guys are so up your asses.
Next question.
Pew.
This is from Kafka. If Cloverfield spanked it vigorously enough, would his man sauce wash New York City off the map?
Well, right. Wait.
These Cloverfield questions are just going ape shits.
Obviously not, no, because he lays eggs.
Now, to be fair,
I think it's quite obvious.
Question.
To be fair, J.J. Abrams did say that the monster was
trick
just a
question.
Baby. So it probably can't even spank it yet.
Oh,
it
doesn't even
pipes,
know.
The pipes aren't even hooked up yet.
Aww, that's unfortunate because now he's dead.
Fucking illegal.
He's not dead.
J.J. Abrams? Cloverfield.
Also, is Cloverfield scared of the possibility of Eli's grandmother coming back as a gamma irradiated super beast and kicking his ass?
Well, we're all expecting that, so I don't know if it's just Cloverfield that's worried about that.
Isn't that the natural evolution of a Mexican lifetime?
And then they build Mexico City wherever you arrive.
Well, yeah. I've already burned her image into a tortilla that I hang on my wall.
Ah, Mecca Abuelita! Ah! Just
and
laser eyes.
New Mexico City.
Yeah. New Mexico.
New Mexico City.
She's Arriba!
I'm still sleepy.
I'm still sleepy. Wait, no. She's
that's
not
all, fucking, no, at the end,
she doesn't
like,
have a fucking, like, thing.
She's
like,
a robot. She's Mecca Abuelita. No, at the end, she's like, you know, they've stabbed
we
her
don't
with
have
a building.
Metal in Mexico.
Then she's made of
it's like
Adobe.
Adobe.
Yeah. So it's well,
baked in just, the sun.
She's very crumbly.
Yeah,
she's a grandma golem. So, so they kill her at the end with like a tank or a nuclear bomb or whatever. And this like little Mexican child runs up and he's like, "Don't you see? You are the monsters. She was just looking for a place to sleep."
Yeah.
The end.
Or
end.
The nuke. The nuke's made out of like spare
well,
car
no,
parts.
She gets hit. She gets hit by the bomb and she dies. She finally falls in like a restful sleeping position.
Ah, so sleepy.
She has finally found her slumber. Her last word was siesta.
Cerveza. You know what I'm talking about.
Too bad.
Grandma liked to drinky drinky.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
Let's not go there with my grandma.
I imagine she would have some sort of nacho cheese cannon and enchilada nunchucks.
Okay,
is what he said.
Nacho cheese was created in the United States.
That's
yes,
true.
Let's get that straight.
So we're nachos.
So basically, she would still probably have like the sombrero with the sharp razor edge so she could like throw like a frisbee.
Sure.
Flying
guillotine.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Flying sombreros.
Troy's got a quick question. Yeah. Boxers, briefs, boxer briefs, panties, commando, or fruit roll-ups?
All the above.
I've got number three, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer
you know
briefs?
Why?
No, just boxers.
No, because they provide no support.
Yeah.
I'm just
your answer's wrong. Your answer's wrong.
I'm just hanging out there then.
Yeah, you are. I wore boxers my entire like middle school, high school years, and then I didn't.
It was cool.
I did yes, because exactly. If you saw thing. Like I've got a print hanging out of my pants with like you know Thundercats on it, that means I'm trendy.
Nothing wrong with that.
I still have my fucking underoos.
I got all my boxers from like Gadzooks before it only sold women's shoes, and so there you know you'd have like Muppet boxers and like it's like each kind of boxer was like it's kind of a. Muppet Boxer Day. I'm going to get the animal box. This is like a Scooby-Doo. One time we saw Scooby-Doo boxers that if you really took time to think about them, they were at Target. Scooby-Doo was actually entering your ass and coming out of your dick hole.
You're
because his legs
hooker.
Were hanging out of the back
that's,
and his head was bursting out of the
that's
front.
That's awful.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Somebody thought that one through.
Yeah. Roinks.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Jinkies.
So,
Denise, you don't have to answer
the
question if
no,
you don't want
to. No. God damn it.
Boxers. Regular boxers.
Boxers. Just plain old boxers.
Yeah.
What I'm wearing say right anything. Now. If Denise
seriously,
had a pew-pew sound, she would have...
Long or short? That's the question.
If Denise had a pew-pew sound, it'd be going... Pew-pew-pew-pew! She'd break it.
It just sounds like she flatlines.
It's that sound that old keyboards made on like 286s when you hit the key too many times.
Are you checking what kind of underwear you're wearing?
I mostly wear short.
He was making sure
things.
He wasn't wearing any.
But
no.
Today I'm wearing long ones because I need to do laundry.
Of the people that I know in the world, the person whose ass crack I see more often is actually Josh's, not even my wife's.
Okay, there's something seriously wrong
every
with
time
that.
You get in or out of a car or bend down to like get a DVD or anything, ass crack.
Why don't you go
you have underwear
back to your
problems.
Home
awesome.
On Whore Island.
I'm quite comfortable.
And
thank
for
you.
Me, I think you're doing it on purpose. I think it's like gay man
like
cleavage.
It's like my calling card.
It's like cleavage. I think you wear it low
cleavage.
And slow.
It's the second half of the last second look or something.
Yeah, I think like, you're doing it low and long on purpose.
Is my ass hanging out right now?
Probably.
Kind of is. Check that out.
Blackbeard's delight.
I'm pulling my shirt down now. Wait, what?
Well, there's no camera back there.
No.
So, okay. Next.
Wait. That's because women have don't have poopy holes. Okay. Sorry.
Wow.
I was reading in the
what?
Comments.
What? Cavage? Glavage? Glavage! That sounds like something that Jerry Lewis would say. Glavage!
Okay,
we can,
oh, that's fine.
Okay. Cleavage. No, girls do not poop.
Can we move on?
I have a baby girl, though, and she does poop quite a bit.
They grow out of that, though.
Oh, okay. Like when they hit puberty?
Yeah.
Stop pooping.
Never mind.
Stop it. Don't.
Oh, my
stop
God.
It.
I have to shut up.
Shut up. You need to always shut up.
Don't. No. What? You're looking at me like you actually want me to say
The
it.
First time I wore boxer briefs, the first time I found out they existed,
it was like,
I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, what? No.
Personally.
What?
For the first time.
Too bad. Oh, I'm wearing these forever. Okay. Next question. Pharos. Can we get Eli's soundboard as downloadable MP3s? No.
No.
But the fifth time we've heard that one. I'd love to have the fail noise. Eli, tell them what the fail noise is so he can find it on his own without us legally MP3s.
This?
Yeah. Oh, it's this.
It's the Price is Right.
Price is Right.
It's, yeah, you can get that anywhere.
Look up Price is Right Loser. You'll find it.
Yeah, Price is Right Loser clip.
We can't provide it to you.
Yeah, what is what is the wrong sound from?
Wrong.
Yeah, that one.
I think that was original Battlestar.
Yeah, so not, it's a Cylon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's an
old-school
Cylon.
Yep.
Oh,
I
had no idea. That show was terrible, so I never
then
watched it.
Then we have...
That one's awesome.
This is from Melkor. Out of all the movies and books you've seen or read, what is your favorite battle of all time? My favorite is the fifth battle against Melkor in the Silmarillion, Nir Nayeth, and Enodiad. Mainly because... I'm trying to read this because it involves the bodies of the elves and men who challenged him getting piled on together, forming a small hill, and there's an army of Balrogs.
That sounds pretty good.
Favorite battle, Denise, go.
Out of a book?
No, anything. Any media. Battle media.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go.
I can answer.
I got mine.
I'm afraid of whatever yours
let's
is.
Let's see.
Favorite battle?
Favorite battle.
No, it's easy.
Hold on.
All right, Josh, go.
Wait. One-on-one battle? The Red Viper
that
of...
That doesn't count as a battle.
Well, it's kind. Okay, it was kind of a tourney. I want to answer first. Josh,
go.
Shut up.
Shh.
It was a tourney. No, not a tourney. It was a real battle, actually.
Don't say Quidditch.
It was a battle of champions. It was the Red Viper of Dorne versus the Mountain That Rides from Song of Ice and Fire series.
It comes up every week. It must
it
be
does,
the best
I know.
Thing ever.
It is. It is the greatest thing ever. So that's my favorite battle. And that's all.
I'm
that's
still not going to be able to read it because I can't read it. Josh, go.
The end of Return of the Jedi.
What?
I'm sorry.
With the fucking Ewoks?
No, in the space, not on fucking.
Because that was the worst thing ever.
Fuck the Ewoks. Please
but that's
actually.
Why they won.
That technically is counted, tied in. I know what part you're probably thinking about. It's like when Lando turns around and then like. Hundreds of thousands of gnats. Of
it's a
like,
trap.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Seriously.
No, I know. But if you're going to say that fight, the Ewoks get tied into that fight. That's not...
Which is fine.
It possible. They
it's not
lower the
act,
defense shield.
It's not like act two of the fight. It's the whole fight. It all right. counts.
I think it loses for involving Ewoks.
I know.
I think the space fight is so fucking awesome in such an amazing way that even that there were Ewoks, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was
the rescue off of New Caprica.
Oh, that's a
like
good
pretty
one.
Fucking
that's,
good one.
That's my favorite.
That was,
that's right. still my new. My,
that was,
still my
that
favorite.
Was crazy awesomeness condensed into 10 seconds of cool.
Yeah.
The end of Return of the Jedi was like a half hour of, oh my God.
Look,
oh,
if it's plus, good if it's good heroin, I only need it to last like
two.
10 fucking seconds.
I have two. One of them, simply because I wasn't expecting it, was the descent into Atmo in Serenity.
That was pretty cool.
Just okay. wasn't expecting that to be so fucking
that was
amazing.
Good.
And it's not that it was even that big of a battle, that it was just like, such an epic scene that I really caught me completely off guard and blew my mind visually and like scope-wise. Number two is probably going to be Helm's Deep.
The book or
I
the
actually
movie?
Bought my surround sound system.
No, the movie.
Because they had that. Playing in the theater, like in the place where I bought my surround sound system, like when that first came out on DVD, and I was like, I don't know if I like these speakers or not. And the guy's like,
check this
out. You look
out.
Like a nerd. Sit down. And he puts in, he cues it up right to the Helm's Deep chapter, and there's fucking arrows flying every fucking direction around me. And there's like, you know, it was just the audio alone was amazing.
He hands you a shield and a bow and arrow. He's like, go ahead,
yeah, go for it. They've got a dummy orc that I fight. but
it doesn't come with the system.
Throughout that battle, there's so many great scenes. Legolas riding the shield down the stairs, throwing Gimli. Gimli and Legolas keeping track of how many orcs
kills.
They kill was fucking awesome.
That's the same fight?
That's all at Helm's Deep.
That's Helm's Deep.
Yeah, that is all the same fight.
I thought that was in Return of the... Okay.
No, it's the only good part of the second one.
Yeah.
Which is good enough, because it was like a 45-minute battle. The whole... the elves showing up at like the last minute, fucking kick-ass archers and whatnot. That was just so great. That was so awesome.
Oh, and also...
And the desperation of the kids that don't know how to
fight. Does the whole movie of 300 count?
The entire movie.
I also want to add, if I get a second one, then I want to add the last battle during Iron Eagle. That was pretty awesome.
Wait. No, if we can,
that was awesome. And then he's all like, "We gotta get out of here, Dad." And he's like, "We're not gonna make it." Then the little bleep show up, and he's like, "Oh shit! They sent another 7 more. What are we gonna do?" And like Lewis Scott Jr. or whatever,
Lewis Gossett Jr.
paddling away in the water. You can do it.
Okay.
Oh, magic battling Willow.
If we can choose two, I'm going to go with the end of The Last Starfighter.
Well, there was that too.
Death Blossom.
Death Blossom.
Death Blossom with super shiny 1984 like CGI, no texture.
They're actually still rendering now, like right now.
They're not quite done.
Yeah. We haven't seen the finish of that movie.
They never unplugged the machine that was doing it.
Still rendering.
Okay. Next question. Let's see. Stop that. You must stop that. There's so many comments in the questions. From Tomcat.
Tomcat.
Why the heck can we live in an era where we can still talk about going back to the moon like we're actually going to do it, but still can't get a good clown-killing game?
What? Whoa.
Freaking God.
Okay.
Are all these hyper-realistic murder simulators if you can't blow away a few measly clowns?
Went on a tangent in one sentence.
I know. that was like a raving, ranting tangent.
It was. I totally thought we were going to have another one of those, like, why do you hate poor people questions? Yeah. And then clown killers.
And Josh, just to sum up again, if you missed it, Josh hates poor people because they're dirty.
Hey, asshole!
I don't want them around me.
So,
too bad.
They smell funny.
Does anyone have any idea what clown killing game he's talking about? Or is that just like a personal nightmare?
He doesn't have any.
There's Twisted Metal, which features a giant clown car. Yeah. That you can
My God.
Does not
Dead
count.
Rising does feature a clown that juggles chainsaws.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Twisted Metal 1 was the first PlayStation game I ever played. In the original GTA.
Oh, wow. That was like witnessing the future.
It murdered me. And it was at my friend's house.
Literally.
Who had
completely dead right now.
The guy had one of those old school, like 9 feet deep rear projection big screens. God,
and everything was blurry because nothing was ever aligned.
And the edges were... It was like looking into like an oscilloscope screen or like a... Like a magnifying lens. Like it was just really bad. But it was like... But it was so big you didn't care. And they had built their entire living room around it. Like, they had to build it into the wall.
Yeah, sure.
And we played Twisted Metal on that. And I'm pretty sure we burned in the entire game into the guns or whatever.
Yeah, that's
and I was like, you're fucking kidding me, right? We're not only are we traveling on all three dimensions, but my car shoots missiles. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
It's the only good game on the PSP.
I wrote my letter to Santa that night.
Oh, that was the one whenever we only bought one copy of the game, and then you started a multiplayer game, and then popped the disc out and gave it to me.
Yeah.
Then I started the game and joined your multiplayer game, and then I popped the disc out.
On a PSP?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Exploit.
Yeah, some of the earlier games, like if you pop the disc out, they wouldn't totally automatically shut down, and because the whole game has to run from memory while it's going.
You know, Twisted Metal had the exact same evolution as the Tony Hawk series.
Tony Hawk.
The second one was along the same lines.
Near Jesus Christ.
Pretty fucking great. And then by the third one, they were trying to add so much shit that it was ridiculously stupid and pointless.
I don't know about that.
Film for thought. You like Twisted Metal
3? No, I like Tony Hawk 3.
Yeah, because you worked on it. It sucked. It was terrible.
I liked Tony Hawk 3 before we worked on it.
Yeah, it's actually
Tony Hawk 3 was where that series peaked.
Right.
Because that's whenever they kept... The formula was the same. They added one or two small moves.
That was too big. And it was harder to control.
Dude, they had the
airport.
What
were you playing it on?
Your shitty PC game that you gave me. I also played it on GameCube. I played it on GameCube. I didn't like it either.
I schooled the shit out of that game on GameCube.
I was really good at Tony Hawk 2, and I couldn't play 3, so I blamed it on the controls.
I blame it on your face.
Next question. Tom, there's your answer. You can kill clowns in games. You just have to try.
You're not trying hard enough.
You just have to believe. From Dram, for Denise.
Peter.
Is Denise good at FPS games? I can't imagine anything more horrifying than being telefragged by her adorable Inuit brain. Why do you have it? Are you an Inuit?
No, I'm not an Inuit.
I've been to those little islands of Terra.
Oh, that's right. The readers
did
think
you
it's
walk
funny.
Across the Bering Strait?
The readers think it's funny to say Denise yesterday. Is from places like right. you know, Guadalajara and like
dumbass.
Where's the
California.
Humor in that? I don't.
It's not funny. It's racist.
I mean, she's
you know what's not funny? Racism. Yeah, she's from Vietnam, and it's yeah. just not fucking funny to say right. that she's from
I hate you guys.
The yeah. Bering Strait.
Bering Strait.
I don't know. Just naming places.
The Aleutians.
The Marianas Trench.
The Canary
the
Islands,
deepest place.
Actually.
The most darkest, most deepest, metalest place.
Brutal. The most brutal place in the world. The Marianas Trench.
That episode
oh
was so
God.
Good.
That video at the concert oh, was so good.
That was an epic battle.
It was so fucking great. So Death Clock has a song.
You know what? Epic battle right there.
Yeah.
With
Death Clock has a song called Mermaid.
The Beast Monster.
What?
And Mermaider is a Death Clock song. And
it's a shortening of the words murder and mermaid. It's mermaid.
But in the episode, oh, they ask Nathan when he's writing it, they're like, yeah, so is that song about, is it about, you know, mermaids killing people or is it about, you know, you killing mermaids? Why can't it be both?
Yeah. And it actually
so the
is
first half of the song
the first verse
is you getting murdered by mermaids and then you take your revenge or a mermaid
takes
revenge on
the
another
first,
mermaid.
The first verse is like the creature destroying the mermaid eggs and then the mermaid mom comes back and brings the mer people to attack the monster and then there's right. an epic monster versus mer people fight.
And in
it's
the,
fucking awesome.
And in the live show, it was like
they
twice as much animation.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so fucking great.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And, the mermaids were accurately topless. And you noticed there were a bunch of little kids there, too. And so we're like, oh my god, their minds are being blown on so many levels.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Death metal plus boobies plus death metal plus... like, dead.
Wait, he
shit
himself?
No, he shit his pants and died. Yeah.
Oh, it's you fart so hard. There's like the sudden pressure differential, and he just like implodes.
Mm-hmm.
Explosive decompression.
Okay. Denise, do you play FPS games? That was the question.
I used to quite a bit. Well, not too much. I'm not very good at them. I'm really twitchy.
Not
I like shoot my teammates. So
I do that
they
too.
Don't like that. They don't yeah, like that apparently.
That's great.
I just shoot whatever.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
that's
I
what I end
it.
Up doing.
That's why I'm not any good at those.
Yeah.
Why you're not in the military?
That's,
no, they'd fix
that's
that.
One reason.
They'd have me shoot exactly the things they wanted to die, not just everything. That's the only thing they'd have to fix on me. They're like, all right, you go into category A, people that shoot everything, but that should only shoot some things.
That is so close to getting canceled.
Next question. Light Spectre. Who would win in a bro-down dance-off... Between Cloverfield and Godzilla. So many Cloverfield questions, my God.
Yeah.
We started this on the first episode.
Yeah,
and it's never going to die.
Yep.
Bonus points for detailing the resulting collateral damage to the New York City. Are you going to go drop a deuce?
Yes.
Don't slam the door.
Be very quiet.
Slam the door.
Be very quiet.
Okay, Godzilla.
Hang on, it's not done.
At this eight. Okay.
Next. No, that's the second question. Go.
Godzilla.
It's a dance-off.
At that age... couldn't keep up with the moves of Cloverfield because of arthritis.
And all the tentacles.
Yeah. And, like, he also has, like, you know when your skin gets all, like...
eczema?
Bunchy because you've been in the water for too long?
Oh, like pruny? Pruny finger?
Yeah. That's going to be Godzilla's problem. So...
You think they're going to fight in the water?
Well, no. They're going to have a giant piece of cardboard
water?
On New York
right.
City.
Yeah, he brings out his own mat, and he puts down his piece of cardboard, and then he
right.
just fucking kicks it old
but
school.
But what I'm saying is...
He's got a ghetto blaster.
He's a little too old school. This question is basically saying, hey, what would happen if Rum DMC went up against, like, 50 Cent or something? Old school, new school. New school's a little too violent for old school.
I don't know, man. See,
I'd like to think that Rum DMC would kick the shit
well,
out
so
of
no, by that.
That but
by that definition, then Cloverfield is like a glam... gangster. He's like a
no. Yeah, he totally
he's like
is.
Kanye West.
He absolutely is.
Okay, so then you're. So
it's like, come on, man. We've fucked with New York before.
So then it's
you're
Godzilla just, is Run DMC in this
yeah,
equation.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's got his cardboard and
right.
the ghetto blaster
and the ghetto blaster.
And there's
what's
a montage.
What's his nuts comes in with an iPod and a little dock, you know, or whatever. And you're like, come on,
and a,
come
and
on,
an Escalade,
yeah,
with 40 inch rims,
yeah,
the spinner wheels.
Come on, bro.
Yeah,
don't give me that old shit.
Yeah, and Godzilla just shows up. You don't even need to know how he gets there. That's not important. Whereas the Escalade for Cloverfield is.
I see.
Yeah,
it's all that image.
Right, exactly.
Then he loses. He's got no substance.
Well, if we're talking about the heart, coming from the
Chuck D the could streets. Murder Kanye West in a street battle.
Yeah.
So then Godzilla wins.
Well, in our hearts and minds, we like to think that, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Because he's probably got like a fucking AK.
Oh, an entourage. He's probably got an entourage.
He's got an entourage and an AK in the fucking Escalade, which right. is one big-ass Escalade, by the way.
Right.
And, you know, it's, like it's a good day Jersey. If he doesn't have to use his AK, but I'm just saying.
Today was a good day.
Because I didn't have to use my
AK. Do you have that? I listen to that all the fucking
no,
time.
No, I don't have
I
that.
I also like Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Throw your neighborhood in the air. Because we don't care.
We used to listen to that at work on Fridays when we were about to go out and go drink. And we're like, we put on It's a Good Day because we didn't have to use our AK.
Boom, boom, boom.
Those were the days. But yeah, to answer that question, I hope that summed that up. Yeah.
I think you did a pretty good job. I think you were...
Did you write an essay on that or something? It sounds like you came prepared for that one.
When you go off to rent a movie, you consider downloading it instead.
Wait, who the hell rents movies? Next question.
Instead, via Xbox Live, Apple TV, do you subscribe to the mail or rent movies? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Is he asking if we use Netflix?
He must be saying, instead of Netflix, would you consider downloading it?
Have you ever done the Xbox download thing?
Yeah.
No.
I won't do the iTunes because I'm not going to pay $4 to watch something once and then not get it right. after that.
No, the only things I've gotten off of Xbox are free.
Oh.
I've never actually gotten any... I guess I could get HD stuff on there, but I could just get the...
Josh has an Apple TV he doesn't use. He thought they were going to hack it and put Xbox Media Center on it, and they didn't, so now it just sits there.
No.
Do you do any downloading, Denise? Video-wise? Legitimate video-wise?
No.
You watch Hulu?
No, actually. I keep meaning to try
fucking
that.
Fucking awesome. I hate to say it, because I was really against it at first.
Oh.
But
why?
Because it was NBC, and I thought Apple was doing the right thing, and then it turns out Apple's doing the absolute wrong thing by asking you to pay for each time you rent something, whereas Hulu is unlimited and free and has very short ads. And you can watch any episode of Arrested Development in 10 seconds, so it's worth it.
I haven't actually checked that out yet. I've been meaning to. I used to download quite a bit of anime back in my anime watching days, but
you should
that's
bring
kind
that
of
back. You need to.
I've been meaning to get caught up on it a little bit because I've been looking at like pictures of the big anime expo over in California that happened, and I don't recognize any of that cosplay stuff that's going on over there anymore.
They're all just a bunch of sluts that are like barely wearing anything, and they're like, "Yeah, we're." We're an anime.
It's a costume.
Umaro says Hulu is on the computer, not your TV. It's pretty easy if you have an HDTV to get a perfect signal out of your computer. I mean, I hooked my laptop up DVI to HDMI, and it looks great.
I have my TV's it's old school DVI. It's not.
If you've
HDMI.
Got a decent connection, you can do like a 480p almost DVD quality version of Hulu.
That's how I watched most of Lost off my laptop to my TV.
Yeah,
I mean, but. When was the last time I went to Blockbuster or anything for anything?
It's been since we bought the Wii. We tried to rent a Wii game because we're like, man, we've had this Wii for like a month, and I guess there's other games besides Wii Sports. So we go to the Blockbuster, and there aren't any.
No, there's nothing.
And then we never went back. And that
except
was like,
Samba de Amigo, that will be coming out next month.
I heard that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I would go out. I'd recommend maybe buying two or three copies.
A lot of them.
I heard that
a lot.
If you've ever had sex with an angel. It's better than that.
Yeah. So everybody go out and buy Samba de Amigo.
I've heard good things.
I've seen good things.
It's going to be great.
Heard really good things.
Yeah.
I've heard it is like cocaine mixed with more cocaine.
And candy.
And chocolate cocaine.
It's with it. Man, he is fucking dropping it.
Oh, no, he destroys it every time. I have to reinstall my entire
that's
like,
you need to
yeah, that's your fourth commode.
Yeah.
You would think an American Standard could hold up.
You know how at the end of the first Narnia, how the slab breaks and then Aslan's just gone?
Sure.
I go in there, the toilet's broken in half, and Josh is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
And then he shows up later.
You still resurrects. Haven't watched that movie.
No, I haven't.
Whatever. So, next question. Oh, yeah, the answer is no. I guess.
Yeah, no, that would be a negative.
This is from Arcee's. What famous... Oh, I'm so glad Josh isn't here. What famous gay person would you compare Josh to? Same question, but applied to all three.
Strange.
Eli is Cheech Marin. Denise is someone from Estonia. I'm sorry, Denise.
That's okay.
Josh is Felix to Eli's Oscar. The Odd Couple. Interesting.
What?
I don't remember which one was the clean one. I guess I'd be the clean one. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't understand the question.
Anyway, Josh isn't that gay, except for when he's having sex with dudes.
Yeah, that's about it.
He really doesn't... I mean,
he's like the straight dude on Queer Eye.
There's a straight guy?
Exactly.
Oh. What?
Yeah, Josh is just Josh.
No, yeah, when Josh came out, I was like, oh my God, everything's going to change. Nothing changed.
No,
I don't fucking care.
Not a damn thing changed.
I found out he was getting a lot more ass than everyone I knew.
Yeah, that was actually my question to him. I was like, wait a minute. Are you saying that you've been scoring more ass than me in the past like 8 years?
Yeah.
He's like, totally. I'm like, all right, then.
I told my wife, I was like, I just thought he was really bad with girls. Turns out he was just really good with not girls.
With non-girls.
Yeah, I'll say though, you know, you say famous gay person like Elton John or Andy Dick. Those are two people that flaunt it quite a bit, and I think there's a
nowhere even close.
Yeah, I think there's like a stereotype perpetuating way you can go about things where you're like, for instance, I don't think things like Queer Eye help the gay community. I think it helps impose a crazy stereotype because I've never met a gay person that was being serious that acted like that. That was like super crazy, flamboyant, trying to get as much attention as possible. That's just sad people. That's not gay. That's just sad.
Yeah, I can't think of any gay people that I've known like that as well.
So Josh is back. You missed the question where...
Are your dumps gay as well as the rest of you?
No, they were asking what famous gay person you're like. And I said none because... famous gay people tend to flaunt it, whereas you just drop gigantic shits in my toilet, which is like the least dainty thing you could do.
That's pretty sweet.
So,
you're welcome.
Answer this, okay, from your perspective, though. So my point was...
Plus your roach problem's been taken care of by his dump.
Yeah, as have my baby problems and my wife problems. It's all been eliminated.
Everyone's dead.
Everybody's gone.
I have a one-stop shop.
I have a recirculating air supply in this room only because I know that the fallout's going to be coming.
Speaking of pure oxygen.
We're going to be here for 2 weeks, so you might as well get comfortable. My point was, and you tell me what you think about this, I don't know, I mean, that you shouldn't be able to go, gay. Because you can't look at anyone and go, straight. I mean, if there's a such thing as you're either flaunting your sexuality regardless of orientation, or you're just being yourself, at which point it shouldn't be obvious to anyone unless they cared enough to get to know you. So, and I don't know, and he says Elton John or Andy Dick. I've never met anyone that acts as gay as Andy Dick. I mean, that guy's trying, and he's coked up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. But
do you have any crazy flamboyant friends?
Yes. And they're not acting. I'm totally serious.
I believe you, but...
There are definitely... In certain situations...
Do you think it has
like,
anything to do with sexuality at all? Or is it just someone that needs attention? Or wants attention?
Are you trying to tell us something, Joel?
I'm... Guys, I'm glad you're all here. I'm serious.
I don't know. Well, David Cross's whole bit about the voice, which I can't even do, which is sad.
Oh, the gay voice?
Yeah, the gay voice. Like, not all gay people.
The lisp.
Not all gay people have that voice, but only gay people have that voice.
I know a lot of people that didn't have it until they came out in high school. I knew a fuck ton of people that got the voice after they came out like they thought they were supposed to.
That's retarded.
Now, I don't know them now. Maybe they grew out of it, but...
Poser.
Posers, gay posers. Yeah. I'm saying,
like
no.
Those
what
people.
I'm saying is, what? Why should being gay have anything to do with being boisterous? I think that's just either you're like that or you're not. You're either.
Well, I think it's that there are a number of people, gay or straight, that do have boisterous personalities. But once you go through the whole thing of like I'm gay, fuck it, and I'm already weird, so I might as well not even bother trying to hide it. Then at that point at that point you're just kind of
okay. Then in a control group, group where there's no stigma,
right?
Would that even be possible then?
I think if it were humanly possible to have that control group, I think like straight guys would do dumb shit too.
They do
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but let me be very clear. I think someone who is like I'm gay, look at me, I'm Nathan Lane, like is flaunting it, and I think
yes,
guys, straight guys. They're like, fuck you, faggot. What's your fucking deal? Stop looking at my bitches and hoes, motherfucker. That's the same thing.
Those guys give awesome blowjobs.
Well, that's great because they're also gay. Exactly. They're flaunting and they're trying to reinforce their heterosexuality. I think both ends of the spectrum. It's kind of, to me, it's personally a bit annoying. Anyone that's like, look at me, this is who I am, or look at me.
Did you just do George Carlin for a second? Is that?
I guess I could. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know. I've never been too fond of either of anyone that's like, I'm all about my sexuality. Here it is. Deal with it.
My nipple.
I don't know. That's me.
In a related,
I do kind of hate that retarded chant about we're here, we're queer. Deal with it. Like that's a give up. The actual chant thing that, from Stonewall. Or
I thought it was get used to it
or get used to it. Or
you don't even know.
That whole thing better just being gay bothers me so much. And it's terrible.
In a side story, I
am gay.
Yeah, I am gay.
Speaking of.
No, it was funny because just really quick because it reminded me of this, but we were on our way to maybe here or somewhere, and I asked Denise, I was like, can you grab something out of my glove compartment? And she found a half heart that had Batman on one side of it, and she's like, what the hell is this? Where did this come from? And I was like, oh, there's a story behind that. So a long while back, I had a friend of mine say, hey, we got this comic book get-together. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, sounds great. It turns out it was being run by the guys Zeus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody told that to me.
Yeah.
So I went, and as soon as I walked in, they hand me this like cardboard cutout with a heart. And I was like, what the hell is this? And they're like, oh, this is a mixer. This is a gay mixer. Here's your heart. Now go find somebody with the other half. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. I'm here to talk about comics. Like, I'm not looking.
You pull the e-brake and just wire say,
yeah.
Like, actually, isn't that one of his names? E-brake?
Hey, wait a minute.
Elon and e-brake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But anyway,
that's your new rapper name.
I just thought e-brake. That was like a funny side to that.
That's pretty good.
Just because I was like,
I can't believe you.
I didn't know that.
That's why it's funny.
Well, yeah, I didn't know at the time. I was like, oh, Zeus Comics. Yeah, fuck yeah. I love that place. Place is great.
It's clean.
Yeah, that place is so clean.
It's so tidy.
It's dusty.
There's like glass everywhere, though. It's kind of weird. But
dude, I will say this. I don't know if they'd moved things around because of that show they were doing, but it was hard to get around in there.
Yeah, I was
arms up, like scooting past people the whole time.
Because they had that big place on the left side of the store that was cleared out. They had scooted everything over.
It turns out that was for Scott Kurtz's 10th anniversary. I didn't know if we didn't stick around. But and we had to find Denise in there. That place is twice as big as this room, and we couldn't find her.
Well, that's because all the shelves are taller than her.
They were. We were looking everywhere. I couldn't find
her. You were looking for me? I didn't know that.
We were for a second. Oh, and that's whenever I... went next door to use the
I was
going to
say,
and
that's
you got
probably
propositioned what. By migrant workers.
Oh, God, that was so weird.
Dirty jeans.
That was so really dirty. Actually, the jeans were, like, dirty and, like, hey, somebody wore those. The underwear was dirty, and somebody wore that for, like, 3 weeks.
RC's question is, which famous people would you compare us to? The four famous people at this table. Well, I'd say.
Okay, so you're Seth Green.
I'd say.
You're... Boo from Monster Inc.
Why am I Seth Green?
I don't know. I think he had hair like that once.
Oh. Anyway, next
you would
question.
Be
I'm like FaZe from A-Team.
You are?
I don't know who the fuck I am.
You're
I want to be FaZe.
BA from A-Team. You had a mohawk one time.
No, I never had that much
him.
Hair.
Him.
Babe Rockus?
Yeah.
Josh doesn't drink milk.
Yeah, that does bad things to me.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
Wow.
To a degree. Your toilet would have been much.
Shut up about my fucking toilet. I've already got to scoop it out and replace it tomorrow.
Stop using the name toilet.
What?
We've already fucked up enough tonight.
We have to bleep that out.
Toilet?
Oh, answering Cool Jammer's question. It's not a gay comic shop. It's a comic shop that is owned by a gay dude. So
well, yeah. Sorry.
Apparently they were hosting a mixer that Eli got. Dude, speaking of.
It was just funny.
You haven't seen the new Venture Brothers.
Dude, don't spoil it.
I gotta tell you something.
Do not.
I have to.
No. Don't spoil it.
Damn it. There's a key part.
I will destroy that laptop. By
shut up.
Over your face.
All right, next. Would it be too much serious business to bring up Judge Stanton's ruling that YouTube must turn over its users' histories to Viacom?
I don't really understand. Okay, one, it's bullshit. They shouldn't have to.
It's so fucked up.
What? How could that actually incriminate the users, though? Like, hey, this content was on this website, and I looked at it.
Well, they're not suing users. They're suing YouTube. But here's the best part. I love when that actually happened, and Jon Stewart, who was on Comedy Central, which is owned by Viacom, God damn it, what was his point? I've already forgotten. His point was, so many people are watching Daily Show videos on YouTube that they're getting more fans and more exposure or something. Yeah. But they sued him for $1 billion.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
So ridiculous.
Well, and that,
2 hours, 30 minutes.
What?
You don't want to answer because we're going too long?
Oh, I... Whatever. I
haven't even heard of that, so...
I really don't care.
Well, what they said was, because we're suing you, you have to turn over all of your users' data, passwords, videos have uploaded, everything.
Okay, passwords is bullshit.
Sure.
No.
Absolutely.
That's not appropriate.
Absolutely.
All. No.
And, yeah, but there's no law that
they said no, and then a judge ruled they had to. Oh. So, of the, you know, what, 30 million people on YouTube, Viacom is now in possession of, like, all their private data that they've given to YouTube.
Wow.
Which is just passwords.
Or will be.
Passwords and email.
You give more information. You give demographic data if you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
You can give the name of your kids if you do videos. Yeah. I mean, there's just all kinds of shit.
They know the rough geographic location based on your IP.
Yeah, they can just use that information to market to you if they want to. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Next question.
Who doesn't do
that? Yeah, it's the records are all Rick Rolls.
Right.
It's just 100% right down.
Yeah, they're like, YouTube's like, what? That's all we had. They're like, play the first sample, never gonna give you. Play the second sample, give you up. Play the third sample, never gonna let you.
A $1 billion Rick Roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
So worth it.
So they lose, right? Yeah, YouTube loses, and they're like, fuck it, guys. We're going out with bang. And they just turn over like gigs and gigs and gigs of Rick Rolls. And all the names, it's like username R Astley 001. Username R Astley 002. Oh my god. Last minute question, play some Death Clock. I can't. My laptop's not hooked up. Somebody said they were going to make a new question. Let me refresh this page and see if they actually did. Hi, it's me, Facebones.
That was so awesome.
Dumbass.
Murder Face Peas sitting down.
Could you get the same break? You get when you're taking a shit. It's easy on your knees.
That's a pretty good idea, Murder Face. What do we care?
We were watching, I was watching Death Clock and, Oh, no, I mean, I was listening to it, and I love when they're playing Blues Clock, Blues Train, mm-hmm. Murder Train.
Murder Train.
Murder Train are coming. And Mashed Potato Johnson.
Hey, boys, this is Mashed Potato Johnson. Hey, Squiz God. I thought you forgot some of the stuff I taught you, so who cares?
That's his first response.
So who cares? Us don't cares.
You really should have gone out of your way to interview Brandon Small.
Dude, I wanted to.
If you could have, well.
No. Oh my god, go to his website, brandonsmall.com, with an O-N. He hasn't updated it since 2006, so he looks like a fucking tool. And it's all about, like, home movies and how Death Clock might get made, and, like, it's actually pretty cool. And it's got him holding a guitar, and
it's
he's
taking
like,
yeah, forever to load on your shitty. Oh, now it just died.
Dr. Girlfriend had a last-minute question. Is Google going to charge for Gmail? I haven't heard anything about that.
They've said that since day one.
Google never charges for anything.
No, they said they may charge for Gmail.
They won't charge everybody. They'll charge for some sort of corporate part, like the part where you can take over your domain with Gmail if you want to. But
oh, my God, no. We're canceling Google. This website looks terrible.
Isn't that bad?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go to Brendan Small, B-R-E-N-D-O-N, small.com. He's the one of the masterminds behind Metalocalypse.
Oh my god, comedy!
He does like a comedy show, like in L.A. He has a theater show. It's funny.
Wait,
and he rocked our asses with death metal two nights ago.
Theme for new show Death Clock, spelled with a C-L-O-C-K.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
Wow. Wait. I have all this muted though. I'm saving it and I'll listen to it later.
Anyway.
I'm just going to listen to it now.
Last question?
Last question was, from Dr. Girlfriend, do you see video games going political? I don't know what that means.
What?
Do I see
aren't video games already political? Like actual political bias in video games?
They're, what's the...
like Republican Rangers?
What's the company that Chris MacArthur went to work for? They did the zombie game.
Oh,
aren't they doing Hail to the Chimp or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about
double wide or wide load or
wide load
in my pants or something. I don't know.
They did Stubbs. They did Stubbs the Zombie. Yeah.
Sure. And what's it have to do with politics? Nothing.
That's about as close as it gets.
Now is called Hail to the Champ, and
I'm playing GTA 4.
It's about Bush.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think pretty it's good a at it. Game with animals.
Is it a secret sequel to Space Chimps?
Almost done with it.
No. I think at some point, video games may become.
You're obvious. Are you doing a report in high school?
Like zoning.
And for these reasons, I think that
I should be in conclusion, treasurer. I now restate my first point.
Student council.
My second point. My
thesis, and then I bring them all together in the final sentence. No, you restate your 3 points, then you bring it back to your first sentence.
Right.
That is why I also thought high school football rules.
Oh, whatever. It's been a while. North Carolina's dead now.
No, I have no idea. Video games are going to continue to...
Let's just talk about Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Bang. Yeah.
God bless you, George Carlin. Wherever you may be.
He's in hell. You know it.
I know. It's going to be so great.
But, dude, it's a party.
Actually, when we were at the metal show, when we were watching Chimera, and their light show was really good.
It was entertaining.
And so there's, like, smoke just billowing out of the stage from four different...
I actually thought there was a fire.
Pylons. It's just shooting smoke into the sky.
You thought it was, like, white... Or great white all over again.
I was literally turning around trying to figure out what the exits were for whenever the like running started.
Well, they've got smoke shooting up out of four different spires, and they've got red light shining behind it and flashing quickly. And I'm like, I was pretty sure this is what the entrance to hell looks like. And there's these guys there playing. and Welcome to Hell, Stay the Right. sign in.
The right.
Sign in. With the cloven hoofed guy.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yes, please prick your own finger with a quill before you get to the paper.
Right.
Please have your blood ready.
Actually, we're just going to go ahead and drain all of your blood.
Please have all your paperwork ready.
You won't be needing it here anyway.
Anyone else got anything else?
No.
Anything happen? Nope. I'm trying to remember.
Anybody in the chat need to know anything else before we get the F out of here?
We need to... We need to stand 3 hours. We need to do a shitty movie soon again.
Oh,
what to forget?
Oh, we
still have that homemade movie from Minnesota that we need to watch. I still refrain from watching.
We'll figure out something. I posted on the forums about this shitty movie contest or the shitty movie, quest. But yeah, we need to watch your shit.
I'm just gonna randomly take like a DVD I already own and then edit parts of it and just do slow motion for no reason. And then be like, hey guys, let's watch Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And then it's going to take like 4 hours.
What did you do, Ray?
That'll be awesome.
Takes them 30 minutes to cross the streams.
Actually, I wouldn't mind watching Ghostbusters in reverse. Not backwards, but in reverse.
Like playing it.
Right.
In reverse.
Right.
Sure.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
It's flipped horizontally. Or literally, what do you mean?
He means going to the end of the movie and then hitting rewind.
But I need audio to go with it. My DVD player can do that.
Forward spoken audio?
Or like...
Why are we even talking about this?
I don't know.
There is no Dana. There is only you.
That actually sounds the same forwards and backwards.
I am... Oh, what's his name? Hans...
So
Gruber.
No, what was his name? Somebody tell me.
Oh, breaking news. What's his face is not going to be in the Ghostbusters Troy game.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis is not going
to
be in the
Ghostbusters
game.
Who's not?
So
I know that's exactly what I said.
Is Annie Potts going to be?
Well, they were like the entire Ghostbuster cast is not going to be in the game. And I was like, what? Bill Murray's not going to be in it? They're like, no, Rick Moranis. Yet. And I was like, wait, who's Ryan. That?
Tully.
He made that movie.
He was in it.
I dare you to say otherwise.
Okay, just because he was the only Ghostbuster outside the museum at the end of Ghostbusters 2 and the crowd thought he broke the slime shell.
No, don't forget about 2.
He rode the fucking bus, okay, because he's that much of a putz.
Oh yeah, here's a Ghostbusters game. Rick Moranis will not be in Ghostbusters game on Kotaku.
My buddy's working on that game, but...
Oh yeah. You should.
I'm sure that they're.
You should go to Urban Dictionary and look up the Greasy Spetch.
A Greasy Spetch.
Oh yeah, he left.
That's
S P E T C H.
Yeah, he went back to go work on Ghostbusters. But yes, we
named specifically for him.
Yeah, we made him internet famous. Greasy Spetch.
Yeah, but no one's ever looked at that unless you told them to.
Well, they are looking now. I bet you the site's going down because so many people are hitting it.
Yeah, all 30 people.
Dude,
that are
it's like the Slashdot effect if they all clicked like a billion times each.
Right. I'm trying to find the quote from Rick Moranis. I can't find it. What was his name? Like Hans Lotho?
Hans Delbruck?
No, that wasn't it.
You talking about in Ghostbusters 2?
No, in the first one when he was the keymaster of Gozer.
Gozer the Gozerian?
No, wow. God, you people suck. Everyone sucks.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I suck. I'm doing it wrong.
Such a
the gatekeeper or the keymaster?
He was one of them.
Hans Lortho or something?
Yeah, so it was like Hans Lotho, Hans Lortho.
Whatever.
Was
it Hans? Fucking dude on the post-Lars game show.
Lortho or Glortho or... Ortho is in there somewhere.
Glons. Somebody look it up, because I can't find it.
Gruber.
But it's not the name of his character. That's just like who he turns into halfway.
Look up Rick Moranis quotes.
Everybody already gave up on that.
It's Vince
Lortho. Vince Lortho. It's like Vins, I think. V-I-N-S.
Are you sure it's not Vans?
Shut up! I hate you.
Like the shirt?
Vins.
And shoes?
Lortho. Yeah, it's more shoes than shirt there, Eli, but
whatever.
Good job on that.
Is Volcom.
Oh, apparently it's Vince Clortho.
Vince Clortho, keymaster of Gozer. He's fucking awesome.
And we will all sleep better tonight knowing that.
Yeah. I like how we were able to bounce that one around long enough to actually like figure it out, though.
Sure.
It's like it's
yeah. They kill like right. They kill like 12 minutes.
That was
all dumb. Right. We're done.
Why did you do that,
Denise? Do you have any parting words?
No.
I could. I'm going to edit down everything you said in this podcast into 1 3-minute podcast.
I didn't have
podcast.
Anything to say.
Man, you're their favorite.
Huh?
Everyone likes you better than
no,
us.
No, they don't.
They do too. If you like Denise better than us, just let us know as we're closing out here.
I'm not on a podcast
you need
alone.
To
if that's what
write this
saying.
On a piece of paper and then take a picture of yourself holding the piece of paper.
The MySpace salute. Yeah,
and then post that in the forums.
I want to see Denise tribute videos on YouTube.
Yeah, feel free to
no,
also
don't do that.
Draw pictures of Denise on the piece of paper.
No, yes. Don't do that either.
Yeah. You should definitely
all
do
right.
That.
Hijinks Ensue podcast number 20 is over. We're,
jailbreak.
We'll probably be broadcasting for a little bit longer after I kill the recording.
Can you turn that shit down?
No, this is the ending music.
Just a hair down.
As everyone argues over the music.
A bald spot.
There.
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and close the show out there.
Why don't I just go ahead and pause it.
Fucking Tard Factory. Turn the music back up, Eli. It was okay. You're doing good, buddy. You're doing fine.
You're doing good.
You're doing a real good job.
You're doing good.
You're doing good.
See,
good.
You can write your own name.
You're doing good.
Not in cursive yet.
You'll get there.
With chalk.
I need Big Chief tablet. Big Chief.
He says that like a stereotypical right. Indian. Need Big Chief
Need
tablet.
Big Chief right. tablet.
Even though I'm small.
Right name
Mexican.
Cursive.
Are you still writing on the big double?
Hijinks and Sue podcast number 20 is
in a casino.
Gamble. If you're listening to this on the audio and you want some additional content, check out vault.hijinksandsue.com. We'll
bye
have
guys.
A post show up there. Also, desktops, downloads, behind the scenes art, art in progress, and sort of the making of. It's kind of like the director's commentary. Look out maybe later this week for a brand new store for Hijinks and Sue with some cool shit. You'll be able to get prints of the comics signed. You'll be able to get some other secret stuff. I'm trying to have that launch the next couple of days. So if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy the comic, if you like the forums, hijinksandsue.com/forum, please consider making a small donation. There's a donate link on the sidebar and hijinksandsue.com/donate or donations. I'll have to check on that.
Totally
I should get
not.
Better
oh,
at that. Or buy a shirt.
Click
hey,
on the wrong
look
thing.
At the shirt I'm wearing right now. The holodeck is for porn. What people at the Metalocalypse show love this one.
That's true.
So,
hey, you know what would be more awesome? Is if you actually
if my
put
website
the
was
name
on
of your
it.
Website like, in fine print on
Josh wants
somewhere.
Me to graffiti all my shirts with the website name so that they look like shit, and I might actually do it. I don't know.
You need to put it on the back.
I can't afford that.
No.
It's a whole other printing fee to put it on the back.
He needs,
oh, really?
He needs very fine letters.
Okay, you motherfuckers need to start buying some shirts.
Just and that's it. I'm going to end this here.